Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, I want to start with 13Z, Devery Henderson, Chris Ivory, Green Right Nasty, ZPL Fake Slash 37, Buster Bluff, Naked Right, X Post, Y Bite. That'll be the first call.
Physical play, the execution. Just keep coming and we'll find a way to win. Because the opportunity is there. The opportunity is there.
Atlanta clinches their third consecutive winning season.
Four-game winning streak. That's all we have to do.
The Eagles have pulled off the most remarkable win I have ever seen. Eric Berry, the biggest defensive play of the year for Kansas City.
It is now a one-game season. December is our month. It is time to go to work.
It's on the 40, midfield, 45, he's on the run.
How we do it. We pick each other up. We play football like we're Steelers, like we are a team.
Touchdown! What a catch by Santonio Holmes! And the Jets answer right back!
The Bears have won, and it sets up a colossal renewal of the oldest and best rivalry in the NFL.
We got a game with immortality. He takes it into the end zone himself, diving for the pylon.
Right now he's gonna run. He's into the end zone. He's in. Super Bowl 45, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Green Bay Packers.
It is finally here.
Rodgers play action, looks to the end zone. Rainbow Stewart in motion. He's got it. In stunning fashion, the Green Bay Packers take a 14-0 lead. It's Bowman and a touchdown for the touchdown. Pittsburgh right back in it. Nobody's going anywhere.
All right, let's go now. Keep that rhythm going. One play at a time. We're going to be champions tonight. All right, let's go.
Rodgers looks around, throws right side of the end zone.
The following broadcast is a presentation of the Raiders Football Radio Network and the fastest 60 minutes in sports. Welcome to Richland Park, Illinois, where today the Chicago Cardinals take on the Richland Park Raiders. Today's broadcast is streaming live on Blog Talk Radio and is archived for future playback. The weather is perfect. The teams are ready. For your play-by-play, here's the host of the fastest 60 minutes in sports and our play-by-play announcer, Vinny Moore.
With an absolute gorgeous day in Richland Park, we are here live right now. Teams are exchanging particulars on the field. Car checks have been done. Looking to the right, which actually be the south for those of you listening right now, you've got the entire Raider cheerleading organization, everything streamed up, looking for a wonderful entry. It is an absolute phenomenally gorgeous day in Richland Park. We're going to have a lot more to tell you, a lot more things to share right after we do this.
I think Philly's got a shot tonight when Rollins is back in the lineup.
Come on!
You don't think so?
Come on!
Why do you keep saying come on?
Because I'm Sal the Sports King and that's my catchphrase. Come on!
Stuck in a bad relationship with sports radio? Switch to ESPN Radio for the best sports on the dial.
So, Jimmy, Philly's going to win tonight?
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Welcome back to Richland Park. The Raiders have just now taken the field. Referees are in the center. Let's run down these rosters real quick for you as we get ready to get this game underway. For the Richland Park Raiders, Tariq Ward will be number 3, Malik Harper, Troy Clark Lucas, Tyler Suddeth, number 12, Dodra Minion, Malik Wormsley, Kamari Vassar, DeAndre Bryant, Dakota Good, Benjamin Johnson, Jalen Peoples, Duane Rollins, Devion Cochran, Joseph Peters, Kudre Rahman, forgive me if I butchered that name, y'all, Gabriel Stewart, Andre Welch, Victor Foote Jr., Andre Bryant, Jalen Howell, Raymond Lee, Jeffrey Griffin, Dwight Johnson, Trenton Suddeth, Tayshaun Longstreet, Marks Brown, Chris Lawson, Rayshon Jaycox, and Creon Roberts Jr. make up your JV roster. For the Chicago Cardinals today, their roster looks like this. Roderick Anderson Jr., Jamari Wilburn, Emmanuel House, Jawan Huntley, Kobe Talaferro, Kyle Terry, Anthony Nelson, Emmanuel White, Malik Boltman, Kamal Power, Marcus Robinson, Kenton Walker, Khalil Clanton, Jacoby Martin, Corvante Brown, Dontra Nellums, Kevin Alexander, Jordan Williams, James Jackson, Jesse Lane, Cassius Kearns Jr., Zarek Kennard, Johnny Davis Jr., Adrian Wilson, Dorian Owens, Reginald Petty, and Everett Bernard for the returning Will Cook Lee JV champion Chicago Cardinals. This game is about ready to get underway. The Cardinals are on the field set to kick off. Raiders get the ball moving right to left. It is football time here in Richland Park. Again, welcome in. This broadcast is courtesy of Blog Talk Radio with Subway, Comcast, McDonald's, all participating in making this come to fruition for these youth football players today. Again, there's history with the Raiders, there's history with the Cardinals. You know, if I were to tell you that these guys don't like each other, it'd probably be an understatement, but there's so much respect for each other. Last year's Super Bowl championship really was a one-sided affair with the Cardinals taking control of everything. Today, we look for a much tighter game and Raiders looking for some redemption. 10 minutes on the clock, referee handing our wonderful kicker the ball. He's got it all teed up, and we are just about to get underway here. Breeze blowing out of the north about 15 miles an hour. All the talk is done. All the car checks are in. It is time to play some football live from Richland Park. Game time temperature about 78 degrees. Kicker moving forward. Ball's on the tee. Ball's off the tee. And we are underway. Ball on the ground, now picked up. He's got a seam. It was Cregan Roberts on that return. Returns the ball to the 50-yard line. About the 48-yard line where he will, where the Raiders will start first down. There's Coach Reagan Stockdale stalking the field already, looking for some formulas to figure out what we're going to do here on offense. He's working with Coach Burgess and Coach Moore as they sort of what they're going to do on offense to get this thing rocking and rolling. I'd say it's an absolute gorgeous day, but I haven't said it enough. Field's in great condition. We have a stop on the field. Not sure what that's all about. Oh, you got to sort out some things with the chain gang. Oh, that's understandable. Understandable. Such as youth football sometimes. Great crowd out here today. If you can't make it out here, I appreciate you joining us on Blog Talk Radio. We look forward to this being podcast, and you all will be getting all the streams you want as many times as you want to. We realize a lot of parents will be looking at the same thing in. For those of you who follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, check out all the happenings, not only in the Fastest 60 Minutes of Sport, but all the archives in the Fastest 30 Minutes of Sports as well. Ball's down, plays down at the 49-yard line. The Raiders will start there. Matthew Taylor running the offense. Cardinal defender jumps. Flag throws to the offside against the Cardinals. That'll cost them 5 yards. They'll make it first down and five for the Raiders at the 44. We mentioned before these two teams have history. A year ago in the championship game, both these teams met, and unfortunately it was a one-sided affair. If you're a Raider fan, that did not go very well. Suffice to say, this is a new day. Raiders looking for some redemption. Of course, a lot of those players were on that squad and moved on to varsity, so that game has some personal appeal as well. Taylor has him down once again, 44. Another defender, just this time he's allowed to get back. No flags thrown. Sergio Peters basically for no gain. We'll check the spot. They may give him a half a yard on that run. Take that back. They might have given him 6 inches on that play. Clock rolling, second down from the 44. Still a second down and five. There's so much history right here on this field. The days of the Makari Brookses and the Kevin Gordons of days of lore. And for those of you who can remember those days, teams were 8-1 and 9-0, only to often fall short in those playoff games, whether it was Crete or other organizations. They all seem to fall short, but nonetheless, great history here, a great organization. A timeout on the field now, courtesy of the Richard DeBark Raiders. We'll be back after this.
I want to discuss something important.
Is it about New Orleans football?
You know it. You're listening to the St. Stephen Show with me and St. Bernard.
Well, yeah, who that?
I have a question about Carolina.
Who that? Drew Brees!
Oh, yeah.
Stuck in a bad relationship.
So, still deciding between Verizon DSL and Comcast high-speed internet? Well, you should get the whole story.
Yeah, hi, I'd like to know, how fast is Verizon DSL?
Well, that depends.
Depends on what?
On where you live.
On where I live? All right, well, do I pay less if I get a slower connection?
No.
You're kidding me.
Right. Now, let's hear that conversation with Comcast.
Hello, Comcast.
Yeah, hi. I'm curious. How much faster are you than Verizon DSL?
Oh, there's really no comparison, sir. With our 3-meg service, we're up to 3 times faster than Verizon 768K DSL. You see, we're a 100% pure broadband network.
So you guys really are the best.
Absolutely. We're the number one high-speed internet provider in America.
Wow, I almost made the wrong call. But I'm going with Comcast.
If you're looking for the best internet experience, make the right call. Comcast high-speed internet. Nothing else comes close.
Download speed compared to 768K DSL. Upstream limited to 256K. Many factors affect speed, and actual speeds may vary. Call Comcast for pricing and service detail.
While we're away, Tojo Peters on the run. Get up about 4 yards. We'll make a third down and just about one from the 40-yard line. Clock rolling, 8:34 in your first quarter. Raiders moving right to left for those of you just joining us. A lot of alumni here today. Again, I myself have history there. My daughter was part of the Raiders program for 6 years, just in a phenomenal program. And I've watched the Cardinals program kind of grow up over the last few years and become really, really significant in the youth football league. On the play, Taylor hands the ball off to, it looks like, the JoJo Peters, beginning about 5 yards. That's a first down for the Raiders. Clock roll. Looks like this is going to be one of those controlled games where they just want to run the ball, the ground and pound going on. Richard Park Raiders are led by Tom McGregor, who's the president of the Youth Athletic Association. For the longest time, he's just been a stalwart focal point in the organization. And, again, an all-around just a great man. Someone that certainly you should know if you start getting into wanting to develop your own youth football program. Raiders have it down now. First down from the 36. Another handoff. This time to Tevin Peoples, just off the right tackle. That's a gain of about another 5 yards to the 31. Ball spotted just shy of the 31. Right, yeah, close actually to the 32. We'll be second down from there, second down in about 5.5. A little history about the Raiders organization. This also involves cheerleading as well as football. So for those of you in the South Suburbs looking for an organization that may be participating in during the fall, please consider all the youth football organizations in the neighborhood. That would include the Richmond Park Raiders, the University Park Lions, the Madison Bears, and programs of that nature. All that information is available by looking up the Will Cook League information online. Now down from the 32. Oh, a little false start. Looks like our little right guard, or the right tackle, got a little ahead of himself there. The false start, it's going to cost the Raiders 5 yards. That'll back him up to the 37-yard line. Now a conversation between the offensive coordinator and the man calling the signals. Troy Lucas, number 9, at the helm. Raiders playing your basic five-man front, which is common in this league. You got four down linemen and a guy on the wing. He's a corner that's not really a corner, if you will. Then he comes up, now he motions back to the other side. Raiders have him down, 3 men in the backfield. Lucas under center. Snap, now the pitch. That's JoJo Peters off the left side. He's got a seam to the 20, just out of bounds to the 16-yard line. That's a 16-yard run by JoJo Peters. Gets a high five from the coordinators as he comes back. That's a first down at the 16-yard line. Great blocking by the left side of the offensive line there. Sprung Peters. He had great pulling by his guard, great pull by the tackle. Lead blocks by the other two guys in the backfield. Sprung Peters for the 16-yard run. Nicely done by an O-line that over the years has always been a bit questionable. But, again, the Raiders have historically been known for big plays. Those big plays usually come from the varsity program, but now you start to see it filtering down into that JV program as well. Lucas has him down at the 16-yard line. First down. Wing backfield. Hands off to the fullback. Stuff hard at the line of scrimmage. Looks like no gain. Jalen Peoples tried to nudge the pile forward, could not get much going. Clock rolling, fans are anxious, concession stand is open, cheerleaders looking great. A great day to be in Richardson Park. And uniquely enough, there's a nice breeze coming through this wonderful press box. So no one's burning up because, a guy like me, it can be ugly if it gets hot. Just letting you know. In the meantime, Lucas has got him down. Second down from the 16-yard line. Our wing guy just took a couple steps. That's going to cost the Bears 5. I didn't say the Bears. My bad. I did that in the final production. I did say that, didn't I? I was doing too much with the Chicago Bears the other night. Live from Raiders headquarters. Let me get that thing cleaned up right now. Second down, 15 now from the 20. Actually, spotted the 22. Raiders on a second down play. Centers out. Lucas will now bring him up. Carlson's in now with five men down. They've got a single safety back. Raiders have got him split out wide. Yet three in the backfield. Ball snap drop by Lucas. Falls on it right there. Be a loss of about 1 yard back to the 23. Third down, 16 now from the 23. If you hear the cheerleaders in the background, expect to hear that throughout the day as the cheerleaders do an awesome job encouraging the crowd and getting everybody involved in the play. Now from the 23, with 5:40 left in the first quarter, Lucas has them lined up, facing the five-man front that has proven so far to be relatively stout against the run. Nothing but run plays from the Raiders so far in this game. Snap back, another fumble snap. This time, Lucas picks it up. He's got an opening. 15 to the 10, outside to the 5. That is a touchdown. Touches the pylon, no signal. There it is. That is a touchdown. Touchdown, Raiders. First touchdown of the day comes courtesy of the Lucas 23-yard scramble off to the left side. And with 5:17 in your first quarter, the Raiders take a 6-0 lead. Nice job. Took something bad and worked it out quite nicely for his offense. Raiders now on the field to set up for the extra point. In youth league football, the majority of these wind up being run plays. Every so often they'll try a kick, but 9 times out of 10 in youth football, it winds up being a running play from the 3-yard line. Lucas will have him down, and here we go. Cardinals stacked the line pretty well. Raiders spread them out. They've got wideouts on both sides of the field. The guy in the slot, 2 in the backfield. Step back, pitch back to Jonah. Oh! Basically deflected. That just basically means the extra point is no good. That play is not returnable. So with 5:17 to go in the first quarter, your Raiders lead 6-0. We'll be right back after this.
I think Philly's got a shot tonight when Rollins back in the lineup.
Come on!
You don't think so?
Come on!
Why do you keep saying come on?
Because I'm Sal the Sports King and that's my catchphrase. Come on!
Stuck in a bad relationship with sports radio? Switch to ESPN Radio for the best sports on the dial.
So, Jimmy, Philly's going to win tonight?
Power up. We got to take the power.
Power. Power.
All your documents, photos, movies, and music at your fingertips all the time. That's the power of the cloud. That's the power of HP WebOS. HP, everybody on.
Back here at Richardson Park, 5:17 to go, first quarter. Raiders have teed up the ball to kick this thing off. 6-0 Raiders on the Clark Lucas scramble for 23 yards for the touchdown. For those of you not checking this game out streaming live, be sure to check out the replay of the archive of the podcast. It'll all be available on Blog Talk Radio. For those of you following us on Facebook, that link will be available right after the game is over. Ball's on the tee. Raiders have got fists up. Kicker is moving forward, puts his foot into it. That's a live ball from around the 35-yard line, down by a Cardinal player. Jordan Williams goes ahead and downs the ball for the Cardinals. They will start live right there at the 35-yard line. Is there a timeout on the field?
KFC presents a Halloween tale. It came from the dark. It began like any other evening. They were hungry. Innocently, they went to KFC, where they discovered the new KFC dark meat menu.
Look at all those low prices!
Have you ever seen chicken priced this low?
Yes, dark, delicious pieces of KFC legs and thighs. Flavors like original recipe. Extra crisp.
Back at Richardson Park, Raiders on defense now. Carlson with the ball. Snap back to number one. The quarterback hit hard in the backfield. Sacked for a loss of about 9 yards. Raymond Lee on the sack. A loss of 9 brings up a second down and 19. Strong defense show from the JV Raider football team. Crowd continuing to grow here for this JV game. More parents coming in. I may have to check out the nachos and the hot dogs. They look kind of good today. But that, notwithstanding all that fun stuff, second down, 19 right now. Raiders lined up in the five-man down. Single deep safety. One wide out by the Cardinals. He is covered. Now we left to right, snap back. That's a throwing play. Overthrows his wide receiver. He was wide open down the middle of the field. Had they made that connection, there was nothing but green grass in front of him. Anderson's pass does fall incomplete. 4:19 to go this first quarter. It is all Raiders right now. Now third down with 19. Snap back. Big time push by the entire interior defense of the Raiders, pushing it back to the 15, maybe inside the 15. Let's see where the spot is at. They're going to spot the ball at the 18-yard line. That is going to bring up, well, let's see, fourth in a country mile. Punting unit is on. Snap back. Kick is up in the air. Ball down right there. That's about a 9-yard punt, unfortunately, for the Cardinals, which is basically going to give the Raiders great field position. They're going to take over first down at the 25-yard line. On this change of possession, the Raiders take over. First down, 3:32 left to go in the first quarter. We'll be back after this.
What makes this Kohl's back-to-school sale a mega sale? Extra savings on 150 power hour specials late Friday and early Saturday. Mega savings like 35 to 55% off junior collections and 50% off graphic tees. Big savings on kids' shoes and even sheets. Earning unlimited Kohl's cash, $10 for every 50 you spend, no limit. Hurry in Friday and Saturday, because for 2 days only, you say yes to mega savings. Kohl's, expect great things.
Back at Richard Park, 2:32 to go. Lucas has the Raiders lined up at the 25-yard line. First down there. Comes out ready to pass. Avoids the rush. Gives his side still going. So the attempted pass now becomes a scramble. Takes the ball from the 25 to about the 20-yard line. A gain of about 5 yards on the play. Lucas comes up a little bit gimpy. Having a conversation with Dwayne Rollins, one of his players, comes out of the game. Like Tyler Sutton is going to spell Lucas a little bit. He got dinged up on that run play. Coaches are going to check Lucas out. In the meantime, Sutton is going to run the offense. Sutton has got him down now. Cardinals on the shifting defense. Up the center. Not sure who the running back is. That's a gain of about 5 yards. Very close to a first down. And it is indeed a first down for the Raiders. So the Raiders got a first down to 15-yard line. Once again, an absolute gorgeous day here in Richardson Park on the campus of Rich South High School. Sutter still running the offense while the coaches work on Lucas on the sideline. He's sitting down. So they're now barking out signals. A lot of moving. Inside handoff. Gain of three. Be second down, seven. Running back on that play was DeAndre Bryant for the gain of three. For those of you who don't know much about DeAndre's history, this is a young man who once upon a time did not even want to play the game of football. He would rather spend his time at home playing video games and harass his older brother DJ, who plays for Rich East High School. But he's come out here today with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder, and he's running well. Just about a minute and a half left to go in the first quarter. Raiders up 6-0. Sutt is still running the offense while they work on Lucas on the sideline. Cardinals this time come out in a four-man down defense. Raiders pitch the ball out. That's JoJo Peters with cuts back. Nice scene. Inside the five. That is a touchdown, Raiders. JoJo Peters. JoJo Peters from 13 yards out. This touchdown call is brought to you by Blog Talk Radio and the Richland Park Raiders Youth Football Organization. And with 1:10 to go in the first quarter, the Raiders extend the lead now to 12-0. That was a big hole. That was a big-time hole. I'll admit I'm not the fastest in the world, but that's a hole I think I could have fell through and scored. Now on for the extra point. Sutt has got him down from the 3-yard line. And up, the ball is left on the ground. That's going to cost the extra point, so no good on the extra point. Just before the break, we'll take a break. Back with a kickoff, Raiders leading 12-0.
KFC presents a Halloween tale. It came from the dark. It began like any other evening. They were hungry. Innocently, they went to KFC, where they discovered the new KFC dark meat menu.
Look at all those low prices!
Have you ever seen chicken priced this low?
Yes. Dark, delicious pieces of KFC legs and thighs. Flavors like original recipe, extra crispy, and even tender roast. All at low, low prices.
Look at all those pieces!
It's KFC's dark meat menu. Whatever you do, don't eat it alone.
I wonder why commercials would be that sinister. All right, well, again, it is. We're near September. Labor Day weekend's coming up soon. Welcome back to Richland Park, everybody. Raiders leading 12-0. 1:10 left to go in the first quarter. It has been all Raiders so far. At this point, Cardinal mistakes simply just cost them. We ready to rock and roll. Balls in the tee. Balls now off the tee in the air. Caught by the Cardinal player, harassed dramatically. Immediately thrown down by Andre Bryant. Where the Cardinals get the ball right there at the 35-yard line. This is the same spot they've had before. This seems to be just about the average starting position for their offenses so far. So with 1:04 to go now in this quarter, Cardinals get it first down from the 35. See some of the Raider players also playing offense and defense. I see JoJo Peters now on offense. Lucas is now playing a deep safety on that Raider defense as well. Rashawn Jaycox late to get on the field, but coming in to play defensive tackle. Raiders in a five-man down line, three linebackers. Got one corner now, kind of on an island by himself. And we've got a timeout on the field. Not sure who that timeout was called by, but we'll sort that all that fun stuff out. And we'll be back to you right after this.
Ninepence.
I'm not dead.
What? Nothing. Here's your ninepence.
I'm not dead.
Here. He says he's not dead.
Yes, he is.
I'm not.
He isn't? Well, he will be soon. He's very ill.
I'm getting better.
No, you're not. He'll be stone dead in a moment.
Oh, I can't take him like that. It's against regulations. I don't want to go on the car.
Oh, don't be such a baby.
I can't take him. I feel fine.
Well, do us a favour.
I can't.
Well, can you hang around a couple of minutes? He won't be long.
No, I've got to go to Robinson's. They've lost 9 today.
Well, when's your next run?
Getting the whole family ready for high-definition TV is easy with Turbo HD by Dish Network. You get more TV for less money, including Disney's Channel HD with hit series Wizards of Waverly Place, Hannah Montana, and The Sweet Life on Deck. With over 120 HD channels available now, there's something for everyone. And you'll love the savings. Packages start at just $24.99 a month. Call today and get HBO and Starz free for 3 months. To get Disney Channel HD today, call Dish Network.
Back in Richmond Park, after the timeout, Carlson got it down. First down, 35-yard line. Snap back. Off the left side of the field, the run back moves forward about 3 yards. A swarm of Raiders, including Lucas and Jaycox, on that tackle. Second out 7 from the 38-yard line. Now from the 38, Cardinals have it down. Raiders stacking the line, looking for a run to play. Push forward. Big-time push by the defense. Looks like our D-tackles have done a great job once again. Andre Welch on the tackle. If you remember a couple of years ago, Welch had a really nasty knee injury when he played peewee football. There was some question as to whether or not he was going to make it back. Looks like he's come back and come back with a vengeance. Clock winding down, under 5 seconds to go down this first quarter. That's going to do it for the quarter. As we get ready to change sides, your score at the end of the first quarter, your Raiders 12, the Cardinals sitting on the goose egg.
The sights of summer. Don't blink. They go fast. Summer's best event from Cadillac. This summer, you do have a choice. And the time is now.
Your league survived the karaoke draft of 06. It'll survive pretty much anything. Sign up for free fantasy football at ESPN.com.
I think we're in a computer game, man.
What makes you say that?
Well, I don't know. The bartender speaks nothing but gibberish. And we've been drinking these same beers all night, and they're still full.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Build your dream bar at ESPNSportsBar.com.
Back here in Richardson Park, getting ready to start the second quarter. 12-0 Raiders. Ball put down at the 37-yard line. It's third down. Third down and 8. Actually, closer to 9. Closer to 9. JoJo Peters lurking in the middle linebacker, looking to make a play. Roberts, the quarterback of the Cardinals, running now. Now under pressure. JoJo Peters applies the pressure, sacking Roberts, pushing the ball back to the 31-yard line. Which now brings up a fourth down and 13. Gabriel Stewart in the ball game now. Lucas and Andre Bryant come out as the Raiders make some changes on defense. It's fourth down. Cardinals looking to punt. They are indeed punting. The ball goes straight up in the air. Cardinals trying to down it before too much damage is done. But the Raiders are going to get the ball at the 37-yard line. It'll be the Raiders' ball on the Cardinals' side of the field. You keep giving up short fields, you're going to give up a whole lot of points. It is a foregone conclusion. And right now, it is all Raiders. The 80% of the game this way. If we were doing time possession, we were doing stats, 80% of this game has been played on the Cardinals' side of the field right now. So Lucas back in the game now. Obviously, they've got whatever treatments he needed. He's back. He seems to be feeling better. Back to as the signal caller. Raiders down in a five-man defense. Coach is making some shifts down on the field. You have to admire coaches like Stockdale and Burgess. They've been around for a very long time. They've been into this program, and it shows every single year. Absolutely shows every single year. It's an amazing program. These guys have got it going on. Now Lucas under center from the 37th. 3 men in the backfield. Yeah. I guess that was a play action pass. We'll call it. The throw is there. Off the fingertips. That probably would have been out of bounds anyway. His pass was for Creon Roberts. By the time he got his hands up, he was actually stepping out of bounds. Lucas is, however, down. I didn't see exactly what happened, whether he got hit or what, but he is down on the field now being attended to by the coaching staff and by the trainers. We'll step out while they do what they need to do to take care of Mr. Lucas, and we'll check on you guys back right after these promos.
Getting the whole family ready for high-definition TV is easy with Turbo HD by Dish Network. You get more TV for less money, including Disney's Channel HD with hit series Wizards of Waverly Place, Hannah Montana, and The Sweet Life on Deck. With over 120 HD channels available now, there's something for everyone. And you'll love the savings. Packages start at just $24.99 a month. Call today and get HBO and Starz free for 3 months. To get Disney Channel HD today, call Dish Network.
The sights of summer. Don't blink. They go fast. Summer's best event from Cadillac. This summer, you do have a choice. And the time is now.
It's the Subway Steak and Cheese Sub. Hearty Italian bread.
With a bit more onion on it, please.
It's the steak and cheese on hearty Italian bread, but now with a bit of onion on it, sub. Succulent steak, gently drizzled with...
Maybe a bit more.
Okay, totally loaded with Southwest sauce.
On some of those pepper thingies.
Okay, get ready. So really massively lovely steak and cheese thing, and yes, I'm starting to panic here. So only 8 seconds of airtime left, and by pepper thingies, I guess you're meaning jalapenos. Sub. Available at Subway.
Can I...
With olive. Feel good food, made the way you want it. We've got a sub for that.
Back in Richardson Park, Lucas was able to leave the field under his own power. With just over 9 minutes to go in the second quarter, Raiders leading 12-0. Started back in at quarterback. He has done a phenomenal job running the offense. Now snap back. Handoff goes to Benjamin Johnson off the right side for getting him about 4 yards. He's second down and 6. Ball spot down. I know I've probably can't reiterate enough. It is an absolutely gorgeous day in Richardson Park. We appreciate all the coaches and the opportunity to broadcast this game live on Blog Talk Radio, streaming live, and obviously podcast and archive for those who want to check it out later. Set us now from the 33. Second down. Checks his running back. He's got a man off to the right. Pitch back 31. Now, there is a flag on the field. Murphy's got pointing. He's pointing, and the preliminary signal is holding. They're going to bring this back. That's an odd-looking play, but nonetheless, it would have been an effective one if not for the holding call on the Raiders. It's going to move him back to roughly the 47-yard line. And they'll repeat the second down. Now, the yard marker says third down. I'm not sure exactly why they took the down away. It was second down and 8 a minute ago. But now they've got it as third down. I'm not sure why that happened. Raiders now crowd the line. 3 men in the backfield. That's going to cost 5. Everybody on the left side moved a little bit before the snap. That false start's going to cost them 5 more. So now it'll be third down from their own 48-yard line. JoJo Peters back in the ball game for the Raiders. Yeah, big Crayon Robinson, Joe Peters in the backfield. Sutton keeps the ball, but no gain. Will bring up a fourth down, if indeed that's what they're going to go with. They are indeed sticking with the call at fourth down. 7:42 and running in the second quarter on an absolutely phenomenal day on the campus of Rich South High School. For those of you that also follow high school football, be sure to check out all the township schools at your discretion, at your opportunities. Many of them have already started their season and done incredibly well on the opening weekend. Now the Raiders fourth down. We'll punt. That kick also about 7 yards forward. He gets a great bounce, though, into Cardinal territory. It looks like the Raiders will be able to down it about the 39-yard line, where the Cardinals will take over right there. More football action after this.
Remember our wonder years? We began every morning with fresh eyes. Every afternoon promised another adventure. We lived in the moment and made every day matter. Those days might seem long ago, but that sense of wonder can still be found. It still lives in a magical place where the mighty Huron, Superior, and Lake Michigan meet. Our wonder is not lost, but flows strong in the great waters of Michigan's eastern Upper Peninsula, a place of shipwrecks and maritime adventure, a sacred land rich with Native American heritage and man-made marvels, where quiet forests open under rolling shores, and where we can still see eagles soar over majestic cliffs, rugged shoreline, and hundreds of islands that rise from this freshwater sea. So let's head north to the great waters and discover the wonder that is pure Michigan. Your trip begins at Michigan.org.
Well, while we were away, on the first play from scrimmage, the Cardinals snapped the ball, lost the ball, recovered by the Raiders, who now take over once again in Cardinal territory. Raiders first down at the 33-yard line. And a mass, absolute amazing turn of events this afternoon here at what is called Stardom Field here on the campus of Rich South High School. These two programs, I'd love to sit here and say that they don't like each other. They have history, but there's a great level of respect between both programs at all levels. The cheerleading programs, certainly a little bit larger for the Raiders right now, but the Cardinals certainly are working on that. But in terms of athleticism and football, both these programs are very, very good. If you recall last year, the JV squad of the Chicago Cardinals won it all. This year, the Raiders are looking for a little bit of a different outcome. And the flag on the play immediately this time as they set it down. This one's against the center, who jumped just a little bit earlier. That's going to cost the Raiders 5 yards. It'll leave them first and 15 with 7:08 left to go in the second quarter. Working alongside Helen Hunt on the in-house announcer. My name is Vinny Moore. Welcome once again to Richland Park. Raiders now have them down 37-0. So Sutton barking out signal. 3 men in the backfield. Snap back. It's a quarterback keeper. He's got guys in front of him. He's got to get around the corner. Actually, that's Clay. That's Lucas back in the ball game. Clark Lucas actually comes back in the game quietly. Gets the ball and moves the ball. Actually, about 6-7 yards. Gets him back. Just about to the original line of scrimmage. Maybe a little beyond that. It's going to be second down and 9 from about the 33-yard line. Didn't come back in the ball game, but it is great to see him back in the game. Now in the huddle, barking out whatever the play is going to be. Coach is looking relatively confident right now. I'm amazed that we're almost at halftime, and there's been no stalking and no barking at this point from what is apparently a relatively reserved Raiders sideline. History kind of precedes itself that sideline is known for making a lot of noise and again, just exciting their players. Luke is trying to get loose now, being harassed fanatically by the defense. It's tackled by Dorian Owens on the sack. It's a loss of about 4 yards. It'll bring up third down and about 14 to go. Clock running under 6 minutes to go. Raiders in control of the ball and the score right now. And he just fell on the field. All right, there's a, well, official timeout for a player that is down the field. Not sure exactly what's going on. He started to come off the field and then just kind of dropped to a leg and then kind of laid back. Hopefully not too much is wrong, but we'll let him do his thing and we'll be right back to you after this.
So, still deciding between Verizon DSL and Comcast high-speed internet? Well, you should get the whole story.
Yeah, hi, I'd like to know, how fast is Verizon DSL?
Well, that depends.
Depends on what?
On where you live.
On where I live? All right, well, do I pay less if I get a slower connection?
No.
You're kidding me.
Right. Now, let's hear that conversation with Comcast.
Hello, Comcast.
Yeah, hi. I'm curious. How much faster are you than Verizon DSL?
Oh, there's really no comparison, sir. With our 3-meg service, we're up to 3 times faster than Verizon 768K DSL. You see, we're a 100% pure broadband network.
So you guys really are the best.
Absolutely. We're the number one high-speed internet provider in America.
Wow, I almost made the wrong call. But I'm going with Comcast.
If you're looking for the best internet experience, make the right call. Comcast high-speed internet. Nothing else comes close.
Download speed compared to 768K DSL. Upstream limited to 256K. Many factors affect speed and actual speeds may vary. Call Comcast for pricing and service detail.
Back at Mr. Park. Ball snap. Lucas hands it off. Hands the ball to Jalen Peoples, who looks like a beast going down the road, down the middle of the field. That is very, very close, and it is indeed a Raider first down. Peoples a run of about 15 yards. First down at the 22-yard line. Now, there's something you don't see every day. Well, maybe it's just at this level where first down, stop the clock, and reset it. But, you know, in most cases, that clock will be running right now, but it is sitting still at 534. Raiders build up now with JoJo Peters off to the right. Like Peoples in the backfield behind Lucas, who's now in the shotgun. Cardinals looking a little confused on defense. They've got five guys down. Three guys together. Oh, the ball snap back goes over Lucas' head, who recovers, gets the ball, shakes one guy, tries to shake a second. Now put down by number 23 of the Malik Bowman brings him down. It's a loss of about 8 yards. Yeah, back at it's more than 8 yards, but that is about 11 yards. That is going to be our second and 21. Major league pushback by Malik Bowman. Great pursuit on his part for that sack. It's a loss of 11. That is certainly not what the Raiders needed to have and wanted to have happen at this point in the game. When you've got control of the game, you've got momentum, the last thing you want to do is give the defense any kind of confidence whatsoever. Now the Raiders bring him out. That's Suddeth under center now. Peoples in the backfield. JoJo Peters deep. Snap back. That's JoJo Peters trying to get the edge. Steps out of bounds just about the 25-yard line. So he's got a chunk of it back. That gets about, again, 9, 10 yards run to the 25-yard line. Still going to bring up about a third down and about 13. Nicely done by the Raiders on offense. Good pursuit by the Cardinals defense to limit it to just that gain, because it certainly could have gone for much more had he gotten the edge much faster. Suddeth back under center now. The Raiders have basically shuffled quarterbacks back and forth. We did see Lucas get dinged up and get hurt earlier, and I'm sure that has something to do with it. But in the meantime, Peters now the back of the backfield with Peoples in front of him. Ball loose on the ground again. This time, JoJo Peters picks the loose ball up. Once again, comes outside, trying to shake and bake. Winds up losing about a yard on the play. Perhaps two. They're pushing back to about the 27. It's a loss of about two on the play back to the 27. Where it's going to be now fourth down. And about 15. Clock rolling under 3:45 to go here before the halftime. Son is now having a conversation with his offensive coordinator. Gets the call. He's going to bring him out. Cardinals again line up in that five men down. Everybody basically tight. Peoples and Peter behind him. Step back. This time it goes back to Benjamin Johnson. Johnson, unfortunately, under great pursuit by the Cardinal defense, will lose about 9 yards. And unless anything is different in this game of football, that ball will go over on downs. The Cardinals will take over right there at the 35-yard line. With that change possession, we'll take a break right now. We'll be back in about 30 seconds.
Hey, Thirst, can I try out a few Coke Summer sound effects on you?
Yeah.
Cool. You okay with this?
Yeah.
And this?
Yeah.
And what about this?
Yeah.
Ha! Gotcha there, Thirst. That wasn't sound effects. That was a Coke.
I'm no longer thirsty.
You're so out of here. Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
3:20 to go, second quarter. First down, Cardinals, after the change of possession. They'll start at their own 34-yard line. For those of you paying attention, this game has largely been played in the Cardinals zone most of this game. Snap back to Roberts, quarterback. He's throwing. He's got into double coverage, overthrows his guy. Incomplete pass will bring up a second down and 10. It's a great idea, but covered by two guys there. Probably would like to have that one back. Cheerleaders doing their thing, encouraging the crowd. It is, again, an absolute gorgeous day in Richardson Park. Cardinals have now got a second down and 10. Coming up at halftime, we're going to have all kinds of fun stuff. We're going to look back at the Hall of Fame speeches of Deion Sanders and Shannon Sharp. And a bunch of other fun things. We'll even look back at 2010 in the National Football League and play what we call 2010 encapsulated in 6 minutes. All that goes on at halftime today. So stick and stay. 3:15 now to go. Cardinals come out, second down 10. Roberts in the shotgun. Snap back. Handoff is made to his running back, who slips and falls. It's touched down by Raymond Lee. There is a flag on the play. Well, he's pointing, but he's not making a signal. Now he's saying it looks like it may be a neutral zone infraction. And now he's saying it may be offsides against the Raiders. Offside against the Raiders, indeed. It's going to cost him 5 yards. So bring up a second down and 5. Didn't see anyone line up in the neutral zone, so someone may have simply just jumped prior to the snap. Now Roberts has him down. Barking signals to the guy in the slot. He's got one wide out to his right. Barking signals. Snap back. Fakes the handoff. Jukes one. Now number 60 with the pursuit. Tracks him down. Andre Bryant. Andre Bryant and Benjamin Johnson will stop him. After a gain of about 3 yards, I'm sorry, I take that back. After a loss of about 2, it's like a 3rd and 7. They had a 2nd and 5. Creon Roberts now into the ball game. Cardinals have got to figure out something on offense right now. This has been a totally one-sided ball game. It is all Raiders has been played on the Cardinals side of the field all game long. Just can't get nothing going. But as you know, in youth football, it just takes one play to change everything. Snap back now. Roberts looking to pass. Heaves it up. There's contact. That ball looks like it has been picked off. JoJo Peters, the young man who scored a touchdown early in the game, has now made the interception, playing both sides of the ball. The Raiders will get the ball at the 47-yard line, going the other way with just about 2 minutes 15 seconds to go in the halftime.
I want to discuss something important.
Is it about New Orleans football?
You know it. You're listening to the St. Stephen Show with me and St. Bernard.
Well, yeah, who dat?
I have a question about Carolina.
Who dat? Drew Brees!
Oh, yeah.
Stuck in a bad relationship with sports radio? Switch to ESPN Radio for the best sports on the dial.
All right. Who's that? Dirk Nowitzki.
No, you're good.
Okay.
Who's this?
Terry Stroke.
Back in Richardson Park, Raiders take over at the 48-yard line. Slowly dominating performance. It's only 12-0, but again, the majority of this game has been played on the Cardinals side of the field. Cardinals have been able to get nothing going. No successes in their kicking game. Just not been a good day for them so far. But again, it's youth football. Things can change very, very quickly. Now the Raiders come out. First down from the 48. Lucas back at the helm. He's got three wide outs to his right, one single out to the right. He's got him spread out deep. And he hands off to Jalen Peebles, who runs into a wall, sheds the one blocker. Still shedding. Loses a shoe. That's not his shoe. That's a Cardinal player's shoe. All that for a gain of four, but it was a wicked run of 4 yards by Jalen Peebles. Second down, six. Under 2 minutes to go before we get to halftime. And uniquely enough, Raiders not doing no huddle. They're going to actually come back and have a talk about it. Lucas at the quarterback helm. Raiders come out now on the second down play from the Cardinal 48. Again, the Raiders are spread out deep. Four wide outs all together. Lucas, back. By spreading out, Lucas now, the least he can shed and bank. Still going, goes to his left. Inside the 45 to the 43-yard line, just short of a first down. The clock is running, 1:15 to go. I somewhat understand the strategy, but I'm not sure I understand why we're not stopping the clock unless they're out of timeouts. And again, that is very, very possible. 104, 103, 102. Now the last 60 seconds to go. We have a timeout now called by the Raiders. 101 to go. Back after this.
I want to discuss something important.
Is it about New Orleans football?
You know it. You're listening to the St. Stephen Show with me and St. Bernard.
Well, yeah, who dat?
I have a question about Carolina.
Who dat? Drew Brees!
Oh, yeah.
Stuck in a bad relationship with sports radio? Switch to ESPN Radio for the best sports on the dial.
All right. Who's that? Dirk Nowitzki.
No, you're good.
Okay.
Who's this?
Terry Stroke.
So who do you like for a nice game?
This game will be two gladiators gladiating it out. This game is going to be an angry baby, a woman scorned, a tornado inside a volcano, a tackling witch.
Stuck in a bad relationship with sports radio? Switch to ESPN Radio for the best sports on the dial.
You know, with the addition of a closer, I think it can really strengthen their bull. Amazing.
It's a new shirt.
The sights of summer. Don't blink. They go fast. Summer's best event from Cadillac. This summer, you do have a choice. And the time is now.
Getting the whole family ready for high-definition TV is easy with Turbo HD by Dish Network. You get more TV for less money, including Disney's Channel HD with hit series Wizards of Waverly Place, Hannah Montana, and The Sweet Life on Deck. With over 120 HD channels available now, there's something for everyone. And you'll love the savings. Packages start at just $24.99 a month. Call today and get HBO and Starz free for 3 months. To get Disney Channel HD today, call Dish Network.
Back in Richardson Park, minute and 1 second to go. Raiders have the ball out, third down and one. Finding a way to try to get some points on the board here is going to be a little challenging this far out, but this is youth football. Big plays are part of the game. Lucas now coming right, go to the left. Inside the 40, the 35-yard line. The first down. That stops the clock with 52 seconds to go. Ball now to the 36-yard line. Is there enough time to get some points on the board before halftime? It's a nice play, great blocking by that offensive line. They probably haven't gotten enough credit for what they've accomplished today. the run by Peters, the run by Jalen Peebles. And in that case, now again, Benjamin Johnson out to the hole. That's to the right. That's right. Inside the 10. Steps out at the 6-yard line. 28 yards, Benjamin Johnson off the right side. Great blocking by that offensive line. Opened up that hole. It was a huge gaping hole. Johnson with the long legs gallops all the way to the 6-yard line. Clock stopped out with 42 seconds left to go before halftime. An amazing run. An amazing hole. Great job by that offensive line. As always, a challenge in youth football. When you start to get a little demoralized, even as early as the second quarter, it is hard to get it back. And at this level, when you've got the youngsters playing, you've got to get kudos to the coaches for keeping them motivated and keeping them driven to continue to do a great job. Prior to the play, flag's now thrown. It's like a false start against the Raiders. Referees are going to have a conversation to sort all that out. Once again, at halftime, look for clips from Hall of Fame presentations from Deion Sanders and Shannon Sharp. If you haven't heard them, those were phenomenal speeches. We'll also get the entire NFL season 2010 encapsulated inside 6 minutes. Some fun stuff, so stick and stay. Halftime is on the way. 42.6 seconds on the clock right now. There appears to be a bit of a discrepancy with the Cardinals coaching staff and the clock runner. Not sure exactly what that's all about. Maybe there's a concern about the stoppage of clock play, but from what we've seen so far today, it's all been driven by the referee. So game session back and play now to the penalty. Raiders have it down at the 10-yard line. Snap back to Clark Lucas, and now another whistle blows. Referee coming forward now. Looks like someone may have been uncovered. He's pointing to the wide receivers, perhaps an illegal formation. So the clock has been stopped once again, and another 5 yards is going to come against the Raiders, backing them up to what will be the 15-yard line. So the illegal formation was called against the Raiders. The wide receivers were apparently not covered. At any level, it certainly is a violation. In most cases, the wide receiver will check with the referee to make sure they're lined up properly. For whatever reason, that didn't happen, I guess, in that play. Nonetheless, we're still looking at it's still first down, but instead of being in the 6 now, we're back at the 16. First down, Raiders. Lucas has got him out, got him spread. Joe Peters, the only back in the backfield. Now checking with the wide receiver this time. Kareon Roberts all the way down on the bottom. Oh, the ball drops, and then picked up by Lucas, who winds up basically losing about 6 yards. It's going to be second and goal now from the 23. This would have started at the 6-yard line, but a combination of penalties and that fumble has now put the Raiders all the way back to the 23. I hear the whistle blowing, but no one is stopping the clock. Clock now down to 10 seconds. And now a stoppage of the clock by the referee at 8.5 seconds. Timeout by the Raiders. Well, we'll be back for the last 8.5 seconds very shortly.
Hey, guys, I want to start with 13Z, Debrie Henderson, Chris Ivory, Green Right Nasty, ZPL Fake Slash, 37, Buster Bluff. Naked Right, X-Post, Wi-Fi. That'll be the first call.
The sights of summer. Don't blink. They go fast. Summer's best event from Cadillac. This summer, you do have a choice. And the time is now.
Getting the whole family ready for high-definition TV is easy with Turbo HD by Dish Network. You get more TV for less money, including Disney's Channel HD with hit series Wizards of Waverly Place, Hannah Montana, and The Sweet Life on Deck. With over 120 HD channels available now, there's something for everyone. And you'll love the savings. Packages start at just $24.99 a month. call today and get HBO and Starz free for 3 months. To get Disney Channel HD today, call Dish Network.
Your league survived the karaoke draft of 06.
Back in Richardson Park Live. Number 12, Tim Suttis. Ball snapped quickly. Attempts to throw the ball. The ball's back to the ground. It would have otherwise been a pick by number 20 to the Cardinals. It would have been Marques Robinson on that pick, but with 4.4 seconds, we've finally gotten to third down from the 23-yard line. Third and goal from the 23-yard line. 4.4 seconds to go before we get to halftime. Once again, a reminder, fans, halftime today, Hall of Fame clips from Deion Sanders, Shannon Sharp, and the entire 2010 NFL season encapsulated in about 7 minutes. All that coming up at the halftime on the break. Raiders now come out what should be the last play of the first half. Looks like we see JoJo Peters on deep in the backfield. People's in front of him. Oh, that's Benjamin Johnson. Back to JoJo Peters. JoJo cuts it in. He's got a shot. Oh, JoJo Peters all the way to the end zone. So as the clock expires, Peters goes 23 yards off the right side with some great interior blocking and a nice shifty movement about the 11-yard line and basically goes untouched into the end zone. So while the clock sits at zero, your score right now, the Raiders 18, the Cardinals 0. That is not going to be a fun conversation for the Cardinals and the Cardinals coaching staff this halftime. 4 seconds left, and you give up a 23-yard touchdown run. Not good. Now, on the other side, you're awful confident. If you're a coaching staff, you realize you can call a great sweep, you know, with some serious, serious interior blocking, great down blocks by that O-line, creating some space, and JoJo Peters with great vision gets the end zone. Now the extra point coming. Like Lucas has him down, hands it off to JoJo Peters, who walks in the end zone. The extra point being good will make the score 19-0 at halftime. That is going to be it for the half, and if you're the Cardinals, you've got a whole lot of conversation. If you're the Raiders, you're feeling pretty comfortable about yourself. In the meantime, it's halftime. We'll get things rocking and rolling after this.
The sights of summer. Don't blink. They go fast. Summer's best event from Cadillac. This summer, you do have a choice. And the time is now.
Bring out your day. Bring out your day.
Here's one.
Nonsense.
I think we're in a computer game, man.
What makes you say that?
Well, I don't know. The bartender speaks nothing but gibberish. And we've been drinking these same beers all night, and they're still full.
Yep, that's awesome.
Build your dream bar at ESPNSportsBar.com.
You're listening to the fastest 60 minutes in sports.
Victory is mine! Stop! Wake up, Leona! This decrepit Hooverville is infested with something besides idiots.
Hey, Thirst, can I try out a few Coke Summer sound effects on you?
Yes.
Cool. You okay with this?
Yes.
And this? And what about this? Ha! Gotcha there, Thirst. That wasn't sound effects. That was a Coke.
I'm no longer thirsty.
You're so out of here. Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
So, still deciding between Verizon DSL and Comcast high-speed internet? Well, you should get the whole story.
Yeah, hi, I'd like to know, how fast is Verizon DSL?
Well, that depends.
Depends on what?
On where you live.
On where I live? All right, well, do I pay less if I get a slower connection?
No.
You're kidding me.
Right. Now, let's hear that conversation with Comcast.
Hello, Comcast.
Yeah, hi, I'm curious. How much faster are you than Verizon DSL?
Oh, there's really no comparison, sir. With our 3-meg service, we're up to 3 times faster than Verizon 768K DSL. You see, we're a 100% pure broadband network.
So you guys really are the best.
Absolutely. We're the number one high-speed internet provider in America.
Wow, I almost made the wrong call. But I'm going with Comcast.
If you're looking for the best internet experience, make the right call. Comcast high-speed internet. Nothing else comes close.
Download speed compared to 768K DSL. Upstream limited to 256K. Many factors affect speed and actual speeds may vary. Call Comcast for pricing and service detail.
Back here at Richard Park, 5:42 left in our halftime open. As many of you know, this past a couple weeks ago, the 2011 class of Hall of Fame inductees went in. And some of the speeches that were presented that day were just absolutely phenomenal. We want to take a moment now and take you back to that day and just play some of the more significant clips. This first one we're going to play is Shannon Sharpe's as he goes in talking about not only his brother Sterling, but things that were important to him. Take a listen.
My big brother Sterling, I'm the only player of 267 men that's walked through this building to my left that can honestly say this. I'm the only pro football player that's in the Hall of Fame, and I'm the second best player in my own family. You're a different hand. There's no question. There's absolutely no question in my mind we would have been the first brothers to be elected to the Hall of Fame. The 44 men and women that I thanked and congratulated early for giving me and bestowing this prestigious honor upon me, all I do is ask. All I can do is ask in the most humblest way I know how, is that the next time you go into that room or you start making a list, look at Sterling Sharpe's accomplishments, a seven-year period, of the guys that's in the Hall of Fame at the receiver position and the guys that have the potential to be in this building. That's all I ask. I don't say, hey, just do that. The next time you go in that room, think about Sterling Sharpe's number for 7 years. That's all I ask.
Thank you. Lord, I thank you. Jesus, I love you. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be here today. So, Lord, I thank you. So, if you could bear with me, I'm going to run through a lot of thank yous because, unfortunately, or fortunately, I played for five teams. It's not like I wanted to leave one, but I had to. So, I got a lot of thank yous. Coach C, Coach David, Helen Capel. Coach Capel suffered a massive heart attack, and his excitement to get here was so vital in who I am, what I am, and where I am today. Coach Ron Hoover, my high school coach, for kicking me off the team my junior year, although I'm the starting quarterback. That taught me a valuable lesson, but to this day, I still wasn't insubordinate in that cafeteria. I promise you I wasn't. I don't know what that lady was talking about. She was. Coach Bobby Bowden, the best college football coach ever. Jimmy and Donna Calloway, I love you because you love me like I'm your own. Mickey and Diane Andrews, my defensive back coach at Florida State. Coach Andrews, where are you? You taught me everything. I love you. The two things that you taught me, I could be two persons at the same time. You would yell at us, scream at us, then the time we get in the cafeteria, how's the family? How's everything going? And you blessed me. Also, you made me the punt returner that I am. Because you remember that drill that you had that you laid this mat out on the field and the punter would kick and everybody.
Hey, guys, I want to start with 13Z, Devery Henderson, Chris Ivory, Green Right Nasty, Z Peel, Fake Slash 37, Buster Bluff, Naked Right, X Post, Y Mike. That'll be the first call.
Thank you. Houston Hood.
Hurry, David, stretching to the end zone. Touchdown.
The Patriots have broken the record.
Come on, fellas, just do your job. Just do your job.
We didn't think it was going to be easy, right? Now it's up to us to be mentally tough to win this game, okay?
Trust your technique. Trust the man next to you. And above all, compete.
Under pressure, coming back, fumbles the football, the Jets have it, handoff, intercepted by the Carolina Panthers, the Saints get the turnover right back in their hands.
I don't need a hero, I just need you to do your job, you got me?
There's only one person that carries the ball right here.
Brown, he's in trouble, he can run to the left side, Tebow's going to run to the five, and Denver's got a touchdown.
What a run, Redskins win in Philadelphia.
An 80-yard touchdown for Adrian Peterson. Hit by Greedy, back wins it for the Colts.
Touchdown, Tampa Bay.
Touchdown!
Touchdown,
get to the end zone. Touchdown, Jacksonville.
There he goes, 25 to the 30-yard line. Still going, touchdown south. At the 40, one man to beat.
103 yards. Touchdown, Atlanta. Eric Weems just changed the game.
15, steps over on that 40. 45, straight through, 30. He's got it again.
I know what you guys are made of. I know what you're made of. I see it every day.
We kept digging for a purpose. We want to come out of here with a win.
Resiliency is our trademark.
Let's go. You gotta want it more than they do. You gotta want it more than they do.
Back here at Richardson Park, we're ready to start the second half of football. The Raiders have the ball teed up. Once again, congratulations to all the inductees this year, 2011 Hall of Fame class. Congratulations on, you know, the obviously the NFL and the players for sorting out the little labor disputes. Back to football. High school is going to be great this year. College football is going to be great this year. And as I'm looking over to my left, the Nachos look like they kind of great themselves. I may have to go ahead and see if I can't parlay some of those at some point. In the meantime, I want to thank you and yours for hanging out with us this afternoon. Again, an absolute gorgeous day on a Sunday afternoon here at Richardson Park. If you're not here at the stadium and you're somewhere listening to this game, I hope you're having an awesome day. Ball's on the tee now as we already start the second half. Whistles are blown. Our kick is moving forward, and the second half is underway. Looks like Little Roberts, the quarterback, is also in the kick return game. Hit hard. Actually, that tackle is by number 87, Marcus Brown. But nonetheless, Cardinals take the ball over first down at the 42-yard line. So here we go live from the 42. Cardinals and Roberts will take over. Ball now spot down at the 42-yard line. First down, Cardinals. Winds out of the north as we get ready to go to the second half, about 15 miles an hour. Weather consistent today. As we look to the east, because I'm actually on the west side of the stadium, you can see what I guess would be the remnants of the leftover kickback from Irene. On the campus of Rich South High School, a timeout already on the field. Back after this.
Mission TV is easy with Turbo HD by Dish Network. You get more TV for less money, including Disney's Channel HD with hit series Wizards of Waverly Place, Hannah Montana, and The Sweet Life on Deck. With over 120 HD channels available now, there's something for everyone. And you'll love the savings. Packages start at just $24.99 a month. Call today and get HBO and Starz free for 3 months. To get Disney's Channel HD today, call Dish Network.
Now here, start of field. After the quick 30-second timeout, Carlson's got the ball down, 42-yard line. Roberts has got him lined up. Mr. Peters, bargain signals, now moves to the right side of the defense. Raiders Tech the line. Big time push up the field. That's Malik Bowman with the ball. Actually, no gain on the play. A host of Raiders following him down. They're going to give him a yard on the play. It'll be second down and 9 from the 43-yard line. JoJo Peters and a host of Raiders involved in that tackle. I want to mention Jeffrey Griffin playing in the interior of that defense has had a solid game today. Just continuing to control the line of scrimmage, getting a good push on the interior, creating an opportunity for JoJo Peters and the rest of those linebackers to kind of run free today and get into those gaps and make those plays. Now some shifting on the line of scrimmage for the Raiders. Raymond Lee, JoJo Peters kind of trades. This is Lee now playing the linebacker. Fumble snap, Raiders. Oh, my gosh. Hit hard by 32. That is Jalen Peoples coming off the edge with no regard for the quarterback safety. But that's how you play the game. That's how you play outside linebacker. That's how you play the game. You see the seam, you shoot the gap, you make the play. The quarterback had no chance. Third down now at about 15 from their own 37-yard line. We've said it basically all game. This has been a game that has been dominated by the Raiders throughout. This game has largely been played on the Cardinals' side of the field most of the afternoon, and that if that last play is any indication of where we're headed, that's not going to change anytime soon. 8:15 and rolling into your third quarter. Raiders dominating 19-0 right now. Cardinals trying to figure out what they can do on offense against a very, very determined Raider defense. I'll be honest with you, I don't see them with much of an answer for this afternoon, but you never know. Robert Stiles, quick pass. Ball goes through his wide receiver's hands. Benjamin Johnson on the hit on the wideout, but that pass was an attempt to Jamari Wilborn. The ball again went through his hands. It'll be fourth down. Punting game has not gone well for the Cardinals. They basically averaged 7.5 yards on a punt this afternoon. Not a good day, and we're at another one. I'm not sure exactly what the plan is, but I don't see anyone coming off the field. So Robertson, the offense, may be actually planning a play here. Now we see Robert step to the side. This does look like it's going to be a punt. Snap back. Kick is up in the air. It's a bad bounce. But once again, lands in Cardinal territory. The Raiders will get the ball at the 43-yard line. So from the 43 when we return, with 7:20 left in the third, it is all Raiders.
I think we're in a computer game, man. What makes you say that? I don't know. The bartender speaks nothing but gibberish. And we've been drinking these same beers all night, and they're still full.
Yep, that's awesome.
Build your dream bar at ESPNSportsBar.com.
It'll survive pretty much anything. Sign up for free fantasy football at ESPN.com.
Back here at start of field, 7:20 to go. Raiders first down at the Cardinal 43. Lucas under center, trying to figure some things out. Now, looks like number 6 or 7, 8 did not get off the field in time. The flag is on the ground. This will cost the Raiders about 5 yards. Dwight Johnson tried to get off the field, but unfortunately did not get there in time. It's going to cost him 5 yards. Too many men on the field. He first down at 15 from now the 48.5-yard line. Troy Clark Lucas has the Raiders lined up. Now set. Raiders in the 5-man front. Linebackers need to jump in the gap. Ball not snapped, but everybody's moving. False start of the offense. That's going to cost them 5 more. We start to see hands on the heads of coaches. That's never a good sign. Got to figure it out, guys. Got to figure it out. No time coming off the clock. 7:20 to go in the third. Lucas now has to play from his coaches. Raiders now move to the line. With Peoples and can't tell who that running back is. Well, that regard, it's not going to matter. Lucas gets the snap, loses control, gets it back, and is put down at the 44-yard line, and the Raiders are going the wrong way. Loss of three on the play back to the 45-yard line. Raiders now on their side of the field. They'll bring up a second down, 22. Lucas brings the Raiders out. Second down, 22. Snap down, a handoff. To Raymond Lee. Gain him about 4 or 5 yards. Going to leave him third down at about 17. Six minutes to go in the third quarter. A game dominated largely by the Raiders. The plays have been the order of the day. Which now brings them out of the huddle. Coach is talking amongst themselves on the Raiders' side of the field. I think he's trying to figure out exactly how they want us in such a position. Yeah, great field position to the 43. Now they're back to their own 48. And third down. Lucas surveys the field now. Three guys behind him. This is in a formation that has worked in the past. And now another flag. The ball start on the Raiders. That's going to cost them five more. So from the 48 now back to the 43, where it'll be third down and 27. Today's broadcast is brought to you by the Christian Park Youth Athletic Association Radio Network and the Fastest 60 Minutes in Sports. Special thanks to Rich South High School for allowing the Raiders and the Cardinals to play at Carter Field today. Now on third down, Lucas has him down. Third down at a country mile. Raiders threatening blitz. Pitch back. That's Jalen Peoples on the seat for the 40, 45, 50. There is a flag call as he gets down to about the 46-yard line. Ruff is pointing backwards. Not sure what the call is. It may be an illegal block in the back, illegal use of hands of some sort. It is against the Raiders. He's going to come back. They're walking backwards from the 44, now back to the 34-yard line. So the Raiders started this drive at the Cardinal 43. They are now about to run this third down play from their own 34. Wow. Definitely going the wrong way. Definitely going the wrong way. Well, I don't know what play you've got in your playbook for this one. But big plays have been the order of the season for this team and this organization, so it would not surprise me in the least that something amazing has come out of some side of the ball. For the Cardinals, they need a turnover. They need to get some kind of momentum going. For the Raiders, well, control tempo, control the clock. You've done it all day long. But just need control tempo. Time, Jalen Peoples now off the right side. Steady tackle. Jalen refusing to go down.
And he's finally taken down by a host of Cardinals.
So from the 34, he gets to the 35, the gain of one.
This
will be fourth down. So it's going to be fourth down at about 33. Or better known to the country mile. Clock is now running. Clock running. Clock running. Clock running. Raiders not come out with the ball at 37-yard line. .448 and the clock going. Snap back there for the punt. Absolutely no rush going. Now, wait a minute. 31 now takes off running. He's still going. Inside was 31. Oh! So he goes from the 35 to the 50-yard line. A gain of about 15 yards, but they had so far to go. So the Cardinals get the ball first down in midfield. We'll be back right after this.
Your league survived the karaoke draft of 06. It'll survive pretty much anything. Sign up for free fantasy football at ESPN.com.
The sights of summer. Don't blink. They go fast. Summer's best event from Cadillac. This summer, you do have a choice, and the time is now.
Back in Richmond Park, 4:34 to go. Carlos take over the ball at the 50-yard line. Roberts now barking out signals. Snap back. He is hit as he pitches the ball. It's tempted to hand the ball off to number two. Jamari Wilborn saves the play of the Cardinals, but big-time pressure from Andre Bryant. Big-time heat on Robertson, the quarterback. Almost, again, just raising havoc, but this is the Raiders defense that's been playing all day long. They've been just harassing running backs, harassing the quarterback. Great play by the Raider defense right now. Can always tell when the defense is having fun because they're looking at the sidelines, they're getting plays, they're geeked up, they're excited. No thought of any slowing down from this defense today. Kamari Vassar now will cover Jamar the wide up for the Cardinals. Roberts barking signals once again. JoJo Peters looking like he's just gonna do coverage this time. Got confidence in that front line for that pressure. Roberts is gonna try to pass. Being harassed once again, now is sacked again. Once again, that's Andre Bryant and DeAndre Bryant. The Bryant twins making a name for themselves tonight. As we near 3 minutes left in the third quarter, big-time sack, and now it is the Cardinals who are going the wrong direction. As they are now looking at a third down and 26. Raiders now spread the D out, anticipating a pass. Again, once again, I said it before, I'll say it again. I don't know what play you've got called for something like this. But it's third down and a country mile. Robert's not barking signals. Looking for something good to happen. Quick pass. It is picked off. Raymond Lee has picked the ball up and is trucking down the field, 25-15, inside the 15 to the 11-yard line, where he's finally put down by the Cardinal player, number 28. That is Marquez Robinson, who stopped and saved the touchdown. But Raymond Lee making a name for himself in his third quarter with a big-time pick and puts the Raiders in position in the red zone inside the 15-yard line. First down, Raiders. What will Clark Lucas and the team do now? You've got a really short field, a 19-0 lead, and a chance to literally put this game away.
Getting the whole family ready for high-definition TV is easy with Turbo HD by Dish Network. You get more TV for less money, including Disney's Channel HD with hit series Wizards of Waverly Place, Hannah Montana, and The Sweet Life on Deck. With over 120 HD channels available now, there's something for everyone. And you'll love the savings. Packages start at just $24.99 a month. Call today and get HBO and Starz free for 3 months. To get Disney Channel HD today, call Dish Network.
Back in Richmond Park, Raiders take over inside the 15. Ball actually spotted just short of the 15, between the 14 and a half. Troy Clark Lewis now barking out signals. Tight formation. The pitchback is Benjamin Johnson on the right side. After a gain of about three off the right side. Second down, 7 for your Raiders. Under 2 minutes to go now in the third quarter. Malik Harper brings the play in, shares it with Troy Clark Lucas as they go to the huddle. Raiders now come to the line. Give the Cardinals a lot of credit for having some heart. At the end of that first half, they looked incredibly demoralized at that last play of the half, actually being a scoring play for the Raiders. But they're playing with a little fight today. Unfortunately, they just seem to be a little overmanned. Snap back to Lucas, hands off to Malik Harper, who goes off the left side. Goes deep now. That's another first down. That's inside the 5-yard line. That's going to be first and goal now from the 3. So first and goal from the 3. JoJo Peters now coming on. He'll give Malik a blow. Benjamin Johnson now coming out of the game as JoJo Peters comes in the game. So from the 3-yard line, here come your Raiders with a chance to truly put this one away with a minute and 9 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lucas barking signals as he surveys even snap back. Takes the handoff under extreme pressure. Stiff arm is no good. Sacked by Kobe Taliaferro of the Cardinals. That'll be his big play for the day. Pushing the Raiders back all the way back to the 40-yard. That's a loss of 11 on the play, where it'll be second down and goal from the 14. Credit Kobe Taliaferro with a nice play. He avoided the stiff arm and still stuck with his pursuit and made the play. Clock winding down now to 30 seconds in the third quarter. Don't know if they'll get this one off or not. But the game largely dominated by defenses. The Raiders defense certainly making a lot more noise than the Cardinals at this point. And with bigger plays right now, the Raiders is dominating 19-0. Snap back, Joe. Step back to Lucas, who pitches to JoJo Peters, who cannot get the corner, and under extreme pursuit by the Cardinals, will lose more yardage. From the 14 now, this ball is going to go back to, where are they putting it down at? So they're going to spot it about the 17-yard line as the clock expires. That's the end of the third quarter. Back after this on the Raiders Radio Network.
The sights. Summer. Don't blink. They go fast. Summer's best event from Cadillac. This summer you do have a choice. And the time is now.
I think Philly's got a shot tonight when Rollins back in the lineup.
Come on!
You don't think so?
Come on!
Why do you keep saying come on?
Because I'm Sal the Sports King and that's my catchphrase. Come on!
Stuck in a bad relationship with sports radio? Switch to ESPN Radio for the best sports on the dial.
So, Jimmy, Philly's going to win tonight?
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
KFC presents a Halloween tale. It came from the dark. It began like any other evening. They were hungry. Innocently, they went to KFC, where they discovered the new KFC Dark Meat Menu.
Look at all those low prices!
Have you ever seen chicken priced this low?
Yes, dark, delicious pieces of KFC legs and thighs. Flavors like original recipe, extra crispy, and even tender roast. All at low, low prices.
Look at all those pieces.
It's KFC's Dark Meat Menu. Whatever you do, Don't eat it alone.
One is underway, and immediately a flag is thrown. Not quite sure if it was three men on the field or what that was called, but the yellow flag hit the ground. And looked to the coaching sideline, the coaches, they didn't have an answer, but nonetheless, it's cost the Raiders 5 yards. So, we're third down and goal now from the 21-yard line. And off to Benjamin. Benjamin Johnson basically loses 2 yards in the play. He's down at the 24-yard line. Now fourth down. Fred Clark Lucas coming over to his offensive coordinator to have a conversation. What do you want to do here? It's fourth down from the 24. Your destination is the goal line. It's fourth and goal from the 24. The Raiders have shown resiliency and an ability to put up points regardless of the situation, regardless of the down and distance. Be curious to see exactly how they play this one out. Clark Lucas has him down. Snap it, Lucas up. Left guard raised up his posterior a little too soon. Flag to throw, and that's going to cost him another 5. So whatever play you had called from the 23, now you're going to be called from the 28. Still fourth down. Ball spotted by the referee. Clark Lucas comes over to have a conversation with his offense coordinator. Play clock rolling. Now, uniquely enough, in youth football, there is no visible play clock, just like there's not one in high school. It's kept by the referee. These referees have been pretty consistent in making sure that these plays get off in a timely fashion. Now the Raiders come out. It is fourth down from the 28. They have got to score where the ball goes over to the Cardinals. JoJo Peters now playing fullback. This time Lucas back to throw. What was the pass? It is overthrown and lands kind of harmlessly just before the goal line. The referee is trying to wind the clock. Clock now under 9 minutes to go. Ball goes over on downs. It will be the Cardinals' ball at the spot. First down from the 28-yard line. So a good defensive stand for the Cardinals in that regard. Nice push on defense again. Largely defensive game with exception to the few big plays that the Raiders have pulled off today. Youth football, always exciting, always a lot of fun. Now the Cardinals come out. Looking for something good in this last 9 minutes of this football game. Roberts at quarterback. Raiders kind of crunch him in. Benjamin White has gone out to play the cornerback. Pitch back to the 23. Cannot avoid the pursuit of the Raider defense. That'll be a loss of about 7 yards. Back to the 23-yard line. Actually winds up being a loss of 6. The second down is 16. Raiders defense has dominated throughout this game. Carl's offense has been able to get absolutely nothing going. And to be candid, I think that's less of an indictment of the Cardinals and more of just a reality that the Raiders' defense is just that good this season. 8:10 clock rolling, live from the campus of Rich South High School. It is the Super Bowl champion Chicago Cardinals JV squad versus the Richenbach Raiders JV squad. It has been all Raiders all day long. This recap brought to you by PNC Bank. Find out what you need. Touch base with PNC today. Robert snaps back. Gets the pass back. On the pass, deflected and almost picked off by number 31, Benjamin Johnson, who was having a great game today. Had that ball been thrown another yard further, that's probably still going the other way for the Cardinals. But, again, that's how it goes in youth football. It ain't actually in any sport. It could be a game of inches in a hurry. Third down, 17 now for the Chicago Cardinals. Raiders making some changes on the field. DeAndre Bryant was trying to get off the field. Now comes back. And instead, Jeffrey Griffin comes off the field. So while Jeff will have a conversation with his D coordinator, the Cardinals are going to try to figure out a way to get a first down on what is third down and 17 with the clock rolling near 7 minutes. Roberts now hands off to number 23. Shakes and bakes. Gets to the 25, the 26. A flag has now been thrown. Tackle down around the 28-yard line. That's Malik Boatman on the carry, but there is a flag on the play. See if you can't figure this one out here. Well, the signal he gave was a hold against the Raiders, but that would be a 5-yard penalty. And the third down, third and about seven of the play. Not really sure about the clarity of the penalty because he gave the signal for holding, unless it was an incidental face mask, which it certainly could have been, which would have just given the yards and no change of down. So that one's kind of weird. Anyway, such is the case. Third down, seven right now. Roberts hands it off to Malik Boatman one more time. This time the Raiders swarm. Tackling Boatman at about the 28-yard line. Benjamin Johnson and a host of the Raiders in on that tackle. Now we're fourth down and 11 for the Cardinals. Looks like they are lining up to punt. Down 19 to nothing with just under 6.5 to go. Punt was made, received by JoJo Peterson at 43. It's about a 7-8 yard return, but there's a flag down. That's going to be offsides against the Raiders. That will give them a little shorter down and distance if they take the penalty. It would make it fourth down and about six, and they would probably want to re-kick again, but we'll see exactly what the determination is made. Definitely offside against the Raiders, but the officials are going to sort it out here, and we'll be able to tell you what's going on in just a second. Once again, an absolute gorgeous day in Richland Park, Illinois. As we look to the east, we do see what would looks to be maybe the remnants or the leftover of what has been done throughout the eastern portion of the country with Hurricane Irene. For those of you that have family or people in that area, I hope you guys have checked on them. In the meantime, they're walking back. They're going to pick the flag up. They're going to take the penalty, so there's the five. So now fourth down and six with six to go, 6:16 to go. And now, well, let's see. Are they actually going to punt this time or are they actually going to go for it? Now they're going to go for it on fourth and six. Roberts has the offense lined up, ready to go. Snap back, moves to his right. Now trying to run. Under pressure. Cannot shed the pursuit. Will lose about 7 yards. That's going to change possession. The Raiders are going to take over. It'll be first down. Raiders from the 28-yard line. And it's an injury on the field. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to the fastest 60 minutes in sports.
Hey, Thirst, can I try out a few Coke Summer sound effects on you?
Yes.
Cool. You okay with this? And this? And what about this? Gotcha there, Thirst. That wasn't sound effects. That was a Coke.
I'm no longer thirsty.
You're so out of here. Coca-Cola, open happiness.
I think Philly's got a shot tonight when Rollins back in the lineup.
Come on!
You don't think so?
Come on!
Why do you keep saying come on?
Because I'm Sal the Sports King and that's my catchphrase. Come on!
Stuck in a bad relationship with sports radio? Switch to ESPN Radio for the best sports on the dial.
So, Jimmy, Philly's going to win tonight?
Come on.
Come on.
Back in,
back in Richland Park, my name is Vinny Moore. Under 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Hand off to Peoples up the middle. Gain of about 2-3 yards. He's second down and 7 from the 25. Clock running again has been largely dominated by defenses. Raiders, a couple of big plays that made the difference. They lead 19 to nothing. Raider cheerleaders have done an awesome job encouraging the crowd. Cardinal cheerleaders have also done an awesome job. Now, the unique thing about the Cardinals, they don't have any JV cheerleaders, so they've used cheerleaders from all different levels to kind of help support their cause as we move forward today. Again, 5 and 20 seconds to go. Luke is a handoff. In the muck and mire of the crowd, pulling and pushing Cardinal players, he's close to a first down. That is JoJo Peters in the middle of all that melee. Russ got his hand up. It's going to be third down and short. It's like third down and one. From the 19-yard line. Under 5 to go now. Raiders trying to salt this one away. As I look across the way, I see the Cardinal varsity team now coming onto the field. As they get ready to take on the Raiders varsity squad, that'll be our second game today. And if you told me that we'd have a 2-hour broadcast and that 2 hours would be sucked up by one JV game, I would never have believed you. But all the stoppages and referee uncertainty and challenges is what it is. Off the snap. Tyler Sutter takes the ball and drives forward. 15, 10, 5, inside the 5, all the way to the 1-yard line. And now a chance to truly put it away. 19 to nothing. Fourth 13 to go from the 1. First at goal, Raiders. Sutter's now at the helm as quarterback. Peoples in the background, in the backfield. Peoples gets the ball and walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Raiders. So with 4:09 left in the fourth quarter, the Raiders now lead 25 to nothing. Well, they won't tell you it's personal. Trust me when I tell you, the coaches feel pretty good about a 25 to nothing shellacking that the Raiders are putting on the Cardinals, the same team that last year took them out in the Super Bowl. Conversation have now been had about what play to run for the extra point. A chance to just add more to the lead. Sutter now gets the snap, hands off to JoJo Peters, who easily walks into the extra point. So with 4:09 left now in the fourth quarter, it is 26 to nothing. 26, Raiders, Cardinals, 0. We'll be back after this.
Hey, Thirst, can I try out a few Coke Summer sound effects on you?
Yes.
Cool. You okay with this? And this? And what about this? Ha! Gotcha there, Thirst. That wasn't sound effects. That was a Coke.
I'm no longer thirsty.
You're so out of here.
Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
So, still deciding between Verizon DSL and Comcast high-speed internet? Well, you should get the whole story.
Yeah, hi, I'd like to know, how fast is Verizon DSL?
Well, that depends.
Depends on what?
On where you live.
On where I live? All right, well, do I pay less if I get a slower connection?
No.
You're kidding me.
Right. Now, let's hear that conversation with Comcast.
Hello, Comcast.
Yeah, hi, I'm curious. How much faster are you than Verizon DSL?
Oh, there's really no comparison, sir. With our 3-meg service, we're up to 3 times faster than Verizon 768K DSL. You see, we're a 100% pure broadband network.
So you guys really are the best.
Absolutely. We're the number one high-speed internet provider in America.
Wow, I almost made the wrong call. But I'm going with Comcast.
If you're looking for the best internet experience, make the right call. Comcast high-speed internet. Nothing else comes close.
Download speed compared to 768K DSL. Upstream limited to 256K. Many factors affect speed and actual speeds may vary. Call Comcast for pricing and service detail.
The 20-yard line before Trevion Roberts runs him down. The first down for the Cardinals. Under 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. In a game that has largely been dominated by defense, Raiders lead it 26-0. Timeout on the field.
Philly's got a shot tonight when Rollins back in the lineup.
Come on!
You don't think so?
Come on!
Why do you keep saying come on?
Because I'm Sal the Sports King and that's my catchphrase. Come on!
Duck it. I want to discuss something important.
Is it about New Orleans football?
You know it. You're listening to the St. Stephen's Show with me and St. Bernard.
Well, yeah, who that?
I have a question about Carolina.
Who that?
I want to discuss something important.
Is it about New Orleans football?
You know it. You're listening to the St. Stephen's Show with me and St. Bernard.
Well, yeah, who that?
So what do you like for a nice game?
This game will be two gladiators gladiating it out. This game is going to be an angry baby, a woman scorned, a tornado inside a volcano, a heckling witch. This game...
Stuck in a bad relationship with sports radio? Switch to ESPN Radio for the best sports on the dial.
You know, with the addition of a closer, I think it can really strengthen their bull. Amazing.
It's a new shirt.
What makes this Kohl's back-to-school sale a mega sale? Extra savings on 150 power hour specials late Friday and early Saturday. Mega savings like 35 to 55% off junior collections and 50% off graphic tees. Big savings on kids' shoes and even sheets. Earning unlimited Kohl's cash, $10 for every 50 you spend, no limit. Hurry in Friday and Saturday because for 2 days only, you say yes to mega savings. Kohl's, expect great things.
Back in Richland Park, 3 minutes 58 seconds left in this JV game. Cardinals have the ball down. Robert Sparking signals, takes the ball, runs to his right, trying to avoid the rush, tracked down. From the high by Jalen Peoples. As the Raider defense now is just going to pin their ears back and get after the Cardinals as the clock begins to wind itself down. On both ends of the stadium now, you see the Raiders varsity and the Cardinals varsity players. Another time on the field. Clock is now stopped. We'll be right back after this.
We're here asking people from all over what they think of Lipton green tea. Let's hear what people from Texas have to say.
Mm-mm.
How about China?
Mm.
Germany?
Mmm.
How about people from the North Pole?
Mmm.
Or Mars? What about mimes? Oh, right. People with their jaws wired shut?
Oh.
Yeah, a barbershop quartet.
Mmm.
Oh, you guys are great. How about race car drivers?
Mmm.
Yeah, what about you, high school glee club, here on a field trip? Well, that settles it. It sounds like everyone loves the taste of Lipton green tea. With its protective antioxidants from real tea, it's not just good for you, it's mmm to you. Lipton tea can do that.
Game back in play now as the game begins to wind itself down after the timeout. A new quarterback for the Cardinals. That's number 14. Got to get a name on that guy, but he throws a complete pass. That's a gain of about 11 yards for first down. Well, we've got a jersey number with no name, but whoever he is, that was a nice little pass. So first down for the Cardinals. Ball now on the 18-yard line. Cardinals trying to salvage something out of this. Quarterback barking signals, takes the flow. Quick pass. On the pitch and catch, gain of about 2 yards, tackled by JoJo Peters. It's going to be second down as the clock begins to wind it down now. Under 2:50 to go in the fourth quarter of this JV game. A game that has certainly seen its fair share of stoppages and extraneous stoppages by not only coaches but by referees as well. Step back now. Going for the end zone. That pass is caught. Awesome throw. Number 34, the Cardinals. A nice pitch and catch. That is Jacoby Martin. Throws the touchdown pass. It's an 18-yard pass to get the Cardinals on the field. 2 minutes, 20 seconds to go. We're winding it down. 26-6 now. Cardinals elite salvaging some level of respect. Again, this is a Super Bowl team that a year ago won it all. So some level of respect, again, for the Raiders, a bit of a shot at a redemption after the debacle that was the Super Bowl game last year. But for the Cardinals now, hey, perhaps a look in the future as a beautiful throw by their quarterback finds a receiver in the end zone. So with 2:28 to go in the fourth, 26-6 now as the Cardinals line up for an extra point. Today's broadcast, courtesy of the Richardson Park Youth Athletic Football Radio Network and the Fastest 60 Minutes of Sports. A special thank you to Comcast, WCIU, and all the major networks that help us along the way. On the snap now, the running play falls just slightly short of the goal line, so that is a no good on the extra point. With 2:28 left to go in the fourth, Raiders lead it 26-6. We'll be right back after this.
We're here asking people from all over what they think of Lipton green tea. Let's hear what people from Texas have to say.
Mm-mm.
How about China?
Mmm.
Germany?
Mmm.
How about people from the North Pole?
Mmm.
Or Mars? What about mimes? Oh, right. People with their jaws wired shut?
Oh.
Yeah, a barbershop quartet. Oh, you guys are great. How about race car drivers?
Mmm.
Yeah, what about you, high school glee club, here on a field trip? Well, that settles it. It sounds like everyone loves the taste of Lipton green tea. With its protective antioxidants from real tea, it's not just good for you, it's mmm to you. Lipton tea can do that.
So I'm at the game with my boys, and the Cougars are getting killed.
I mean, it's getting ugly. Like 69 to nothing ugly. But I convince everyone to stick it out because the concession stand sells their leftover cheeseburgers for $1 after the game. After enduring the beatdown, we discovered that the Department of Health has put a nix on the whole selling leftover stadium burgers thing. The guys were not happy with me. But I told them, no sweat, let's go to McDonald's. The dollar menu offers a fresh, warm, juicy, 100% beef cheeseburger along with 7 other wonderful options every day. And you don't have to sit through the game to get it. We learned you can't always count on your team, but you can always count on the dollar menu.
Back here in Richmond Park, 2:24 to go in the fourth quarter. On the kickoff, the Cardinals boot the ball just inside the Raiders' 34-yard line where it is down. The Raiders will take over their first down and complete control of the game, 26-6. Just looking to put this one away. It's about 4:11 in the afternoon in the central portion of the country today. An absolute gorgeous day. Very little clouds in the sky. It's comfortable outside. It's a great day to be outside and enjoy watching these kids play the game that America loves, the national football that we love, whether it's USA, national, Canadian, wherever you're coming, wherever you're checking us out of, even if you're playing the podcast and you're playing it back, welcome in to the fastest 60 minutes in sport and the Richland Park Raider Radio Network. Another stop on the field is the Raiders have called timeout. Back after this.
Man, I dig inner monologues. Hello, hello, hello. Oh, look, a fillet of fish just sitting here in my mind being all delicious. Hey!
That's my sandwich.
What? How did you get in my inner monologue?
Door was open. Give it back.
Man, get your own invisible sandwich.
Any day is a great day for a Filet-O-Fish sandwich. And right now at McDonald's, you can get 2 Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for only $3.33. For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary.
All right, everybody. If this one doesn't get your toes tapping, check your pulse. Here it is, coming to you in living cola. Refreshing Pepsi Cola. From the wonderful folks who put the in cola. I'll be signing off now, because it's my bedtime. I'll catch you on the flip side. Be there.
Hey, fish job.
Back in Richmond Park. 2:15 clock now running. Raiders with the ball. From the 35, gain of a 2. Actually, Raiders from 33, gain of 4. Second down and about 6. Raiders in complete control now, just trying to put this one away. Coming up right after this game is the varsity game between both of these programs, the Raider varsity in its classic white jerseys against the Cardinals in their vaunted red. Suddeth now hands off. JoJo Peters trying to find the outside, avoiding the pursuit. Now comes back the other way. Broken plays, I guess, are always fun. Unfortunately, he's still pushing. So he ran about 20 yards to gain about 4. All said and done, before he makes up a third down and 2. Under a minute and 20 to go in this one. Raiders, again, simply trying to put it away, 26-6. Give the Cardinals defenders credit. They haven't stopped fighting. They haven't stopped pushing. But for a few big plays in this game would be significantly closer than what it is. You know, very seldom in this business do you ever talk about teams with superior talent except at the highest level of the game. But today's game, again, a couple of big plays. You saw the power and speed of JoJo Peters. You saw the beauty of a galloper like Jalen Peoples when he runs. Snap back. Sutter holds on to the ball. Gains about a half a yard, about a fourth down. Fourth and 1, 30 seconds to go. Nobody stopped the clock anymore. That may have been the last play of the game. Guess we'll find out here in a second. If indeed it is, 26-6 is going to be your final. Now down to 20 seconds. And 15. Well, it's fourth down, so there's no kneel down. The question is, that's going to do it inside 5 seconds. No other play is going to be played today. So your final score today's JV ball game is going to be the Raiders 26, the Cardinals 6. Thank you, Norris, for hanging with the JV. Stick and stay. We're going to be back with a lot more as we get ready for the varsity game.
Out of Jeddah in the M&M Survivor Challenge, the sun beats down on the empty quarter.
Hold on, Red. I need a drink. That's better.
Hey, Yellow, go easy with that water. It's got to last till Dubai.
Okay, Red. I'll be careful.
Guess how many boots it will take Red and Yellow to cross the empty quarter desert from Jeddah to Dubai and win great M&M survival kit with laptop, mobile phone, and GPS tracking system and lots more. Count the colors inside M&M's packs for a clue.
Yellow, you crazy nut, the water. It's all gone.
Ow, you don't have to hit me.
We'll never make it now.
Is it the end with M?
Is it the end with M?
Come see Chocolate
und im Wunderbar.
Jeder hat ihn gern, ja und M&M. Schokolade schmilzt im Mund und nicht in der Hand.
M&M, die Milchschokolade schmilzt im Mund und nicht in der Hand.
All your documents, photos, movies, and music at your fingertips all the time. That's the power of the cloud. That's the power of HP WebOS. HP, everybody on.
Your league survived the karaoke draft of 06. It'll survive pretty much anything. Sign up for free fantasy football at ESPN.com.
Welcome back to Richland Park as we get ready for the varsity football game. The Raiders are about to take the field. We are a few minutes away from the kickoff. It's always fun when you see the varsity come out. They're just that much bigger. They're just that much faster, and you certainly hope they're that much skilled. But we are coming to you live from Richland Park, Illinois. With whatever time's left in our stream today, we're going to capture as much of this varsity game as we certainly can as we get you ready for what should be a relatively entertaining game. A lot of the kids who were on last year's Chicago Cardinals Super Bowl team have graduated to the varsity level. So look for some energy in this game. Look for a competitive game. The kids who were on the Raiders program that went to that championship game and lost are now varsity as well. So these are no strangers to each other whatsoever. So look for some fun as we get ready to rock and roll this game. Before we get into all that, take it back to 2010 National Football League. Give me 6 minutes. I want to take it through the entire 2010 NFL season, and we'll be back to get this game started right after that.
Hey, guys, I want to start with 13Z, Debry Henderson, Chris Ivory, Green Right Nasty, ZPL, Fake Slash, 37, Buster Bluff, Naked Right, X Post, Y Mike. That'll be the first call.
Touchdown for Adrian Peterson.
Hit by Greedy, back wins it for the Colts.
Touchdown, Tampa Bay.
to the 30-yard line. Two more touchdowns. At the 40. One man to beat. 103 yards. Touchdown Atlanta. Eric Weave just changed the game. 15. Set over man 20. 25. Straight through. 30. He's done it again.
Wow. Look, Eric, what a show today. He hurdles another tackle.
I know it. Back here in Richland Park, as we get ready for this varsity matchup between the Chicago Cardinals and the Richland Park Raiders, the Raiders have won the toss elected to receive. Well, the ball is now teed up on the 40-yard line. Now, it seems a little bit unfair. It's only because we have not been given a Cardinal varsity roster, but we do have the one for the Raiders, so if they're going to get a little more love in this game than the Cardinals, it's only because we just didn't get a roster, gang. But it is what it is. 10 minutes on the clock. Bumping going on. Raider fans are rocking. Cheerleaders are ready to go. It is game time. And for those, for some people, I still believe it's personal. There seems to be some bit of discussion on the far side of the field with a Cardinal player. Not knowing specifically what that's all about, but that's what the holdup is at this point. Players are on the field. The ball was on the tee. Now it's been taken off. Conversation now being shared now with the Raiders coaching staff. A problem apparently with the game ball. Oh, okay. They were about to kick off with their game ball instead of what would be the Raiders game ball. And the referee will hand it to the Raiders kicker. And we should be ready for some football. Right about now. Franklin Hunt back. We run down the roster for the varsity Raiders while we have a chance. The number one is Emmanuel Taylor. Number nine, Cameron Shaw. Number 14, Vaughn Bryce. Number 18, Armani Chris. Will Hills, number 22, Jordan Boyd and Brandon Boyd are 27 and 30 respectively. Corey Adams, number 33, Miles Sanders, number 35. Brent Davis, number 40, Will Sawyer, 44. Nathan Hurdle, number 50, Armani Couch, 55. Travis Lazuski, number 57. Nicholas Moore is number 60. David High, number 65. Anthony Couch, 68. Warren Rogers, number 70. Seth Gypsum, number 78. Franklin Hunt's number 85. He's returning the kickoff when we get this thing started. Matthew Knox is 87. Jordan Smith, number 90. Warren Allen, I've got a name but no number. Sean Watson, number 95. And Joshua McCoy. Round out the varsity Raiders. Ball is on the tee. Referees have stretched themselves out. We are ready for a kickoff. Number two now moves toward the ball, and we are underway in this Raiders game. On the run back, ball is going to be down at about the 44, 45-yard line. They get a spot aim. Both rushers are on the 45. They exchange footballs now. And the referee's going to put the ball down just at the 45-yard line where the Raider varsity will take over. Emmanuel Taylor, here's your quarterback. Again, 3 men in the backfield. Ball goes loose on the snap, and the Cardinals say they've got it, and they do. So on the first play from scrimmage, the ball goes over. The Cardinals will take over at the Raider 45. Ball was recovered at the 47-yard line, and that is where the Cardinals get the ball first down. So a unique turn of events right out of the gate. Both these programs are undefeated coming into this game. Snap back in the handoff. Number 44 moves the ball 2 yards forward. Again, we don't have rosters, so we're just going to be having to call out their numbers during this game. But a 2 yard run brings up a second down and 8. Just getting started on under 9.5 to go in the first quarter. No score from either our team. Carl's with the ball, moving right to left. Snap back, fake handoff. Number 2 is your quarterback under pursuit. Hit hard. William Hunt on the stick, along with Matthew Knox in the play. Loss of about 4 on the play will bring up a third down and about 11 that closer to 12 yards. Snap back now. Quarterback back to pass. Got a guy with a flag. Overshoots him. He was open in the flat about the 40-yard line. Had he made the catch, he had a little bit of room as he could have turned the corner, but that pass probably would have been short of the first down. It's going to be fourth down from the 48 and 11. Fourth down and 11 from that 48-yard line. One of these days we're going to get that figured out. Clock stops on an incomplete pass. 8:29 left in your first quarter. Now the punt is blocked. It's a loose ball now being pursued by both Raiders, and the Raiders have got the ball. That is one of the Boyd boys. Brandon Boyd gets on the ball at the 24-yard line, and that is where the Raiders will get the ball. First down, deep in Cardinal territory. Back after this on the Change of Possession on the radio, the Raiders Radio Network.
Your league survived the karaoke draft of 06. It'll survive pretty much anything. Sign up for free fantasy football at ESPN.com.
Back at Richland Park, the Raiders have got the ball first down at the 24-yard line. Taylor once again under center. Hands the ball off to Brandon Boyd. It's a gain of about 6 yards. It'll be second down and 4 from just inside the 20. They're running close to the 20, so we'll say it's second down and about 5 yards to go. Taylor once again has him down and set. This time to Armani Chris. There's a flag on the field, but Limmer Ziegler is offside against the Cardinals. While the referee sort out, Emmanuel comes over to the sidelines and talks to his offensive coordinator. After the 5-yard penalty, it'll be. Well, I'm not sure why they lost the down, but it'll be third down and a short 2. It should actually be there. They got to fix it. Second down. There we go. We're good now. Second down and a long 1 from just inside the 15. Brandon Boyd again hits the hole hard off the right side, moves the ball to the 11-yard line. That's enough for a Raider first down. Raiders have now got a first down from the 12-yard line, looking to punch it in inside the red zone now. Chris and Davis come out of the games as the Raiders make some substitutions. Ball loose again. This time the Raiders fall on it. Second down now in 12. Chris back in the ballgame for the Raiders. Replacing Jordan Boyd. Cheerleaders doing their best to get the crowd involved. And if I recall, this is no different than any other year. There's a lot of Raiders cheerleaders. Armani Chris trying to get outside on the handoff. Cannot. He'll wind up losing a yard. He's going to get a generous spot. Looks like it's going to be no gain. So now we go to third down. They've got to get to the 2. They're sitting at the 14. Third down and 12 for your Raiders. Taylor now back to pass. Comes to the right. Got him. And it's picked off. Intercepted by Cardinals number 2. He is going to his right. The wide side of field runs out of bounds. Cardinals are going to get the ball on the pick. Look like he ran out of bounds at about the 16-yard line. That is not the way you want to start your passing game off. Nonetheless, Cardinals are going to get it. Back after this.
Getting the whole family ready for high-definition TV is easy with Turbo HD by Dish Network. You get more TV for less money, including Disney's Channel HD with hit series Wizards of Waverly Place, Hannah Montana, and The Sweet Life on Deck. With over 120 HD channels available now, there's something for everyone. And you'll love the savings. Packages start at just $24.99 a month. Call today and get HBO and Starz free for 3 months. To get Disney Channel HD today, call Dish Network.
Back here in Richardson Park, Carlos gets the ball on the first down play from the 14-yard line. Hand off the right side. The running back goes forward for about 6 yards. It'll be second down and 4. 5.5 to go in the first quarter. It's been a fun day so far for Raider fans. They've gotten to see the JV team take care of business 26-6, and now hoping the varsity has the same level of success. Cardinals now set. Snap back. Quarterback falls down. His knee, and this league, there's no getting up. Knee hits the ground. That is the end of the play. He's going to wind up losing about 3-4 yards. Back to the 15. Or it'll be third and about 8 years, 8 to go. Clock running. Now third and long for the Cardinals. Raiders keep the same base defense in. As in most cases in youth football, you've got players that play on both sides of the ball. And now we've got a timeout, Chicago Cardinals. Time on the field. We'll be back after this.
Your league survived the karaoke draft of 06. It'll survive pretty much anything. Sign up for free fantasy football at ESPN.com.
It's the Subway Steak and Cheese Sub, hearty Italian bread.
With a bit more onion on it, please.
It's the steak and cheese on hearty Italian bread, but now with a bit of onion on it, sub. Succulent steak, gently drizzled with...
Maybe a bit more.
Okay, totally loaded with Southwest sauce.
On some of those pepper thingies?
Okay, get ready. So really massively lovely steak and cheese thing, and yes, I'm starting to panic here. There's only 8 seconds of airtime left, and by pepper thingies, I guess you're meaning jalapenos. Sub. Available at Subway.
Can I...
With olive. Feel good food, made the way you want it. We've got a sub for that.
Back in Richardson Park, 4 minutes, 39 seconds to go in the first quarter. Cardinals have it, third down and 8. Now back to pass. Flag's down. Trying to throw out in the flat. Pass is incomplete, but there's a flag on the play. Let's check the penalty. That may have been 12 men on the field because one guy. Yep, 12 men on the field. One of the Raider players was late getting off the field. That's going to give them 5 yards. That said, we'll go back to third down. And that third down will be a third down now. And about third down and 4. Changes on the Raiders on the offensive side of the ball. An attempt to try to stretch them out. Cardinals come out with four wideouts. That's a little different. Now a stoppage of play again. Not quite sure what they had to have a little quick conference, but such was the case. Now we're ready to get back to action. Cardinals are set. Defense is ready. Cardinal quarterback barking out signals. Tight end in motion. What a bit of a trap play. He's close to the first down. It will now be fourth down. Looks like he gained about 3 yards. It'll be fourth and a long one. With 4:22 and the clock moving, Knox and Shaw come back into the game for the Raiders defense as they're looking to make a stop here. As we saw in the first game, the Raiders are built largely on defense and defense intensity. They've got a fourth down one. They've got to stop here. They're going to make that statement. There's the pressure, and there is indeed the stop as on the play. The Cardinals will lose 2, and the ball will go over on downs. So the Raiders will get the ball right there at the 22-yard line. It'll be first down Raiders when we come back. Back at Richardson Park, live on the air, 3:57 to go. Raiders get the ball now. First play of scrimmage, smash mouth football right off the right side. Go the Raiders into a pile, gain of about 2 yards. It'll be second down and 8. Clock running under 3:40 to go in this first quarter. In a day that has been marred by stoppages and penalties galore, but it's early in the season. I guess largely these things can be somewhat expected. In the meantime, great football programs play great football. And so two great defenses are getting here today, so don't look for a lot of scoring. Hand off now to Jordan. Is that Jordan Boyd? 27 was stopped in the backfield, cuts left, goes inside the 10 and the 5, into the end zone. Jordan Boyd has made the first point of this game. A second out run. From the 20-yard line, Jordan Boyd goes into the end zone for the Raiders' first score of the day. Raiders now lead 6-0, and an extra point is pending. If you'd seen the play, you didn't see that coming because when he went to the right, he was initially stopped, kept his legs driving, cut back to the left, found the seam, and before he knew it, he was passing the foul on his way to the end zone. Raiders lead at 6-0. Now they're going to go for the extra point kick, and in this league, the kick is worth 2 points. Not one. Snap back, placement is down, kick is up, and it is going to be short and a little bit to the right. This kick is no good. So with 3:18 left in your first quarter, the Raiders now lead 6-0. Back after this.
Remember our wonder years? We began every morning with fresh eyes. Every afternoon promised another adventure. We lived in the moment and made every day matter. Those days might seem long ago, but that sense of wonder can still be found. It still lives in a magical place where the mighty Huron, Superior, and Lake Michigan meet. our wonder is not lost, but flows strong in the great waters of Michigan's eastern upper peninsula, a place of shipwrecks and maritime adventure, a sacred land rich with Native American heritage and man-made marvels, where quiet forests open onto rolling shores, and where we can still see eagles soar over majestic cliffs, rugged shoreline, and hundreds of islands that rise from this freshwater sea. So let's head north to the great waters and discover the wonder that is pure Michigan. Your trip begins at Michigan.org.
Back in Richland Park, 3:18 left in the first quarter. Raiders leading 6-0. Ball's on the tee as we get ready to get this thing rocking and rolling again. I'd love to give you the return, man, but unfortunately the Cardinals did not provide a roster for our booth, so we'll keep it going as such. On the kickoff, number four, the Cardinals get the ball to the 29-yard line. Makes the first man miss, and then it's put down about the 30-yard line by a host of Raiders, Armani, Kristen, and some others. So let's see exactly what our Raider defense can do now with this Cardinal offense that wants to pound the ball against them. Two vaunted programs, two established programs, two successful programs banging heads today. Both of them built on solid fundamental defense. And this is going to be a bit of a Donnybrook, to say the least. 6-0 Raiders right now. Now enough timeout called by the Cardinals. They seem to be having some issues just trying to get some fundamentals together. But it is what it is. We'll be back right after this.
It's the Subway Steak and Cheese Sub, hearty Italian bread.
With a bit more onion on it, please.
It's the steak and cheese on hearty Italian bread, but now with a bit of onion on it, sub. Succulent steak, gently drizzled with...
Maybe a bit more.
Okay, totally loaded with Southwest sauce.
On some of those pepper thingies.
Okay, get ready. So really massively lovely steaky cheese thing, and yes, I'm starting panic here. There's only 8 seconds of airtime left, and by pepper thingies, I guess you're meaning jalapenos. Sub. Available at Subway.
Can I...
With olive. Feel good food, made the way you want it. We've got a sub for that.
Out of Jeddah in the M&M Survivor Challenge. The sun beats down on the empty quarter.
Hold on, Red. I need a drink. That's better.
Hey, Yellow, go easy with that water. It's got to last till Dubai.
Okay, Red. I'll be careful.
Guess how many weeks it will take, Red?
Back in Richland Park. 3 minutes, 13 seconds to go now as the Cardinals take over. First down from the 31-yard line. Raiders defense stacks the middle. Not concerned about the wideouts. On a swing pass, the 20's got him. This is hit. Put on by Brent Davis, knocking him out of bounds. On the play, they wound up actually losing about a yard. It's going to be second down and about 8 yards to go. Okay, that was kind of odd because they lost the yard based on the yard marker, but in actuality, that was a first down play. So why is it being a gain of two? Second down, 8. The 22 in motion, snap back. Pitch back, number 44, being pursued by the Raider D and brought down by Seth Gibson. Correction, that is number 18, not 78. That was Amani Chris on that tackle. The loss brings up a third down and 13. Cardinals finding it a rough go against this Raiders defense. It is a... It's no secret that both these programs are built on just that, solid, fundamental defense.
Clock rolling live from Rich South High School. The campus is absolutely beautiful. This city absolutely blessed today with great weather, and these programs banging away looking for a bit of a separator. Up the middle, stop made by Will Sawyer after gaining about 3 yards.
fourth down now for the Cardinals from the 30-yard line. Well, they lined up to punt, but we've seen stranger things. Snap back. He is indeed going to punt the ball. It is caught by Armani Chris. Takes the ball to his right. Cannot avoid the first tackler, but returns the ball to the Cardinal 37-yard line, where the Raiders will take over there. First down. This change position is brought to you by McDonald's.
What's your favorite summer memory?
Stopping by McDonald's for a Caesar chicken snack wrap. Tender chicken and creamy Caesar dressing. Oh, and then having a Coffee Crisp McFlurry. Oh, it's so good.
What about when we sat under the stars holding hands and you said you loved me?
That was good, too.
For a summer flavor on the go, try the Caesar chicken snack wrap. Crispy or grilled for $1.89. And the new Coffee Crisp McFlurry for a limited time at participating McDonald's in Atlantic Canada.
Man, I dig inner monologues. Hello, hello, hello. Oh, look, a fillet of fish just sitting here in my mind being all delicious. Hey!
That's my sandwich.
What? How did you get in my inner monologue?
Door was open. Give it back.
Man, get your own invisible sandwich.
Any day is a great day for a Filet-O-Fish sandwich. And right now at McDonald's, you can get two Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for only $3.33. For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary.
We're here asking people from all over what they think of Lipton green tea. Let's hear what people from Texas have to say.
Mm-mm.
How about China?
Mmm.
Germany?
Mmm.
How about people from the North Pole?
Mmm.
Or Mars? What about mimes? Oh, right. People with their jaws wired shut?
Mmm.
Yeah, a barbershop quartet. Oh, you guys are great. How about race car drivers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what about you, high school glee club, here on a field trip?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that settles it. It sounds like everyone loves the taste of Lipton green tea. With its protective antioxidants from real tea, it's not just good for you, it's to you. Lipton tea can do that.
Back here in Richardson Park, there was an injury on the last play. That player being helped off the field by the coaching staff right now. So there's a stoppage in the action with 1:15 left to go in the first quarter of this varsity game. Raider defense is on the field. See the president of the Raiders going across the side off to the Cardinal side of the field to check on the player who was injured. It's just an awesome show of sportsmanship by President Tal McGregory. Referee's trying to sort out exactly the spot of the ball now. Now a conversation with the offensive coordinator and the referees. Clock is stopped right now at 1:15. All right, well, it looks like we're ready to go now. Raiders have the ball at the 37-yard line. Taylor has the ball trying to get off loose. Oh! Avoids the tackle, still trying to shed tackles, refusing to go down. Finally put down by a host of Cardinals. Still gains about 2 yards based on where the referee is currently standing. That'll be his forward progress. Now they back him up to the 36-yard line, where it'll be second down and 11. Actually, it's kind of hard to tell exactly. The young man running the stick on the far side of the field doesn't look like he's got it kind of posted where it should be. We're going to call that second down and 9. Taylor now has the Raiders set. Hands the ball off. Big hole up the middle. Franklin Hunt on the carry takes the ball inside the 30-yard line, just shy of the 29, where it'll be third down and about three. That's going to do it for the first quarter. Your score at the end of the first quarter is the Varsity Raiders 6, the Varsity Cardinals sitting on a goose egg. More right after this.
Man, I dig inner monologues. Hello, hello, hello. Oh, look, a fillet of fish just sitting here in my mind being all delicious. Hey!
That's my sandwich.
What? How did you get in my inner monologue?
Door was open. Give it back.
Man, get your own invisible sandwich.
Any day is a great day for a Filet-O-Fish sandwich. And right now at McDonald's, you can get two Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for only $3.33. For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary.
Back in Richland Park, the quarter has ended. We get ready for quarter number two. Still working on the injured player. Haven't got an update as to what may have happened there. But we've changed sides, and we're ready to rock and roll and get into quarter number two. Still a bit of a delay on the field, so we'll step out one time. We'll step back in about 30 seconds.
All right, everybody. If this one doesn't get your toes tapping, check your pulse. Here it is, coming to you in living cola. Refreshing Pepsi Cola. From the wonderful folks who put the in cola. I'll be signing off now, because it's my best. I'll catch you on the flip side. Be there.
Hey, fish job.
Back in Richland Park. Raiders have got it. Third down and short. Taylor takes the ball, hands it off to Franklin Hunt off the right side. That is enough for the first down. So that'll move the chains, keep the clock rolling. Raiders in control 6-0 with the lead and the ball inside Carl territory. Hunt rotates out of the game now, along with Davis, as the Raiders make some substitutions. Taylor once again under center. This time the handoff to Jordan Boyd off the left side. Gained him about 2 yards. Bring up second down and second down of the long 7, short 8. Raiders now back on the ball. Taylor Barton signals, hands it off again. Gets outside. Going inside the 15, 10, 5 in the end zone. Touchdown, Raiders! No flags on the field. Franklin Hunt walks into the end zone. Yards out. And the Raiders extend the lead now to 12-0. Now, while the Raiders obviously looking to make a statement against the guys that certainly took them out of the playoffs last year, one has to be cautious that it is a game of ebbs and flows. The extra point is no good as they try to run off the left side. So with 8:37 left in your first half, the Raiders now lead 12-0 over your Cardinals.
Remember our wonder years? We began every morning with fresh eyes. Every afternoon promised another adventure. We lived in the moment and made every day matter. Those days might seem long ago, but that sense of wonder can still be found. It still lives in a magical place, where the mighty Huron, Superior, and Lake Michigan meet. Our wonder is not lost, but flows strong in the great waters of Michigan's eastern upper peninsula, a place of shipwrecks and maritime adventure, a sacred land rich with Native American heritage and man-made marvels, where quiet forests open under rolling shores, and where we can still see eagles soar over majestic cliffs, rugged shoreline, and hundreds of islands that rise from this freshwater sea. So let's head north to the great waters and discover the wonder that is pure Michigan. Your trip begins at Michigan.org.
Back in Richland Park, 8:37 to go, ball's on the tee as the Raiders just put together a nice drive, going up 12-0 on the Chicago Cardinals. As we sort things out here, Cardinals seem to be ready, referees seem to be ready, ball is on the tee. Mr. Boyd moves forward to put a foot into it, and we're back to playing some football. Nice stiff arm by the returner from the Cardinals. Now turns a corner. Nice little head-on collision with Seth Gibson. But nonetheless, play stops dead right there at the 42-yard line where the Cardinals will take over. Franklin Hunt having a game right now. He's got a touchdown. He's involved on the kick squad. He's just a busy, busy young man. Now from the 42-yard line, here come the Cardinals. Ball's down. Raiders crowding the last scrimmage. Snap back. Quick handoff. Off tackle. Gain of about 3 yards to the 45-yard line, where it'll be second down at 7. Eight minutes to go now in the second quarter. Cardinals are down now at the 45 and just past the 45-yard line. Snap back. Little fake handoff. Quarterback keeps the ball. There's a flag on the play as he turns the corner past the 50 to about the 48-yard line. End of about 5 yards of the play, but there is a flag on the play. This is going to probably wind up coming back. While they sort it all out, there is a hold against the Cardinals.